Shoveling is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, people.
What's poppin'? Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Alice Cooper on tap in about 25 minutes. And a lot of scrambling as the soul of Detroit was soulfully late.
Sorry. I was here.
You were here.
I was doing tech stuff before. Hi, Dave.
We have to have a red shovel meeting.
God, you're...
Get some people to be a little more punctual.
Oh, really?
I told you.
When you're whipped on, then you're the studio boss.
When I'm the most punctual of a group, that's a problem.
Amen. Sean waltzed in here about 12:56.
He was late for work. For work, I guess. He was doing an interview.
I see. Well,
waltzed in.
Maybe we need to re-examine our priorities around here.
Uh-oh. I'll have a stern talking to.
It's all a good problem, though. The Red Shovel Network is thriving.
It's true. But, you know, if they want to work at their own studio in their own hours, no problem. I won't complain.
Except by complaining.
Come join the hottest happy hour in Royal Oak at Mesa.
Shut your mouth!
At Mesa Tacos and Tequila's happy hour. It runs from Monday through Friday with 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. If you are thirsty, Mesa Tacos and Tequila's Happy Hour offers $4 fresh-squeezed traditional margaritas, $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, and $1 rotating draft beers. Mesa is between 3rd and 4th on Main Street in Royal Oak, and things are busy right about now, and especially on that side of the street. So, it's where the action is. Mesa. Have a few beers.
Without God or my father or my force...
My first question today, and Brandon and I were talking about this, is where's the penis?
What? Okay.
Where is the penis?
You were discussing that, and I had no clue what this was
I'm
about.
I'm lost, too.
Everyone's sending me this, and I had already seen it. But
where's my dick? Where's my dick?
There's this guy. Anybody need a dick? The answer's yes to that question today. Okay, this guy got busted nailing his neighbor's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
So...
God, guy.
I guess this was in May, so he's been sort of dealing with this mentally for 2 months. And then for some reason, it all blew up day before yesterday. He went over with he had a gun, didn't he?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I know he had something sharp.
He tied him up.
Ooh.
And with scissors, cut his penis off.
Oh.
Somebody got a dick?
And
dickless.
And so yesterday...
Did you hear the doctor told the victim, too, by the way?
I did not.
I thought, I don't know, maybe it's good advice.
Soak it in salt water and see if it plumps up.
I don't know why.
We don't know where the penis is, though. They don't tell us in the story that it was reattached. They just say he took it home with him.
Have all mouths been checked?
They did say that he left.
Isn't that where they usually are?
Maybe we should x-ray these people or do MRIs, find out. Is this guy...
Where's my dick? Where's my dick?
Check every orifice.
Can't you just put a popsicle stick on it, and then when you find it, yes. Tape it back together again?
Yeah,
you know, that reminds me of that story on ID Channel where... oh, my God, this is so weird. I shouldn't be retelling this so soon. It was probably 6 months ago I told the story about this
couple... Why don't you take your floppy penis and go home?
This couple... happily married couple. Yeah. They got a new home, and this coworker of the female brings a housewarming gift, and it's a little awkward because they're like, well, we don't really know this guy that well, and he seems to be in their midst all the time, but he's really harmless, kind of a nerd.
Mm.
And then he shows up with a scrapbook of, it was a new home, of the house being built at every phase.
That's not weird.
And they're like, wait a second. Why is he watching our house at every phase? Why is he doing this for us? It's just totally bizarre. So they're kind of freaking out over this guy. But at the same time, it's like, you know, they continue to deal with him because he's so nice. Well, then one day he comes over and I forgot why. Anyway, the wife has to run an errand. She goes out.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy confesses that he's been madly in love with this other dude.
Anyone for penis?
They didn't even know he was gay.
I did not see that coming.
Maybe he wasn't gay. Maybe it was just that guy.
Oh. That's what it sounded like.
Seriously.
He was so into this guy. So the wife comes home, and her husband's clothes are there, like just kind of scattered around the living room, his underwear, everything. And for some reason, he's not there, and neither is the other guy. She calls the police. He's missing for like 2 days. Eventually, they find him. They find out that this weird dude, who just happens to be gay, that he had a separate residence that nobody knew about.
Ooh.
And they went there, and there they both were, dead.
Ooh.
And her husband's penis was cut off.
Oh.
And the friend had eaten his penis.
Yum.
He had consumed it.
Yum. See? That's why you got to check every mouth in the area.
Is that,
for
missing
is
that
penis.
How
this, that sounds delicious.
Is that how the story went last time, or did he stick
yes.
it in his butt? I can't.
Can't
I'm seriously.
You can't stick a cut off penis in a butt unless you tie it off.
I just know it was something really like, oh my God. I was watching this going, I've never seen anything on ID Channel end like this.
You'd have to tie it off like a woman's ponytail if they want to get the whole ponytail cut off so it just doesn't fall into a million pieces, right?
Well, you could attach a popsicle stick to it.
Yeah, popsicle stick.
Work it in there.
The detective was bummed because they didn't even get to quit, you know. Interrogate him and see what his deal was.
But what's wrong? Is you gay or something?
The widow acknowledged that it was just awful. It was horrible. They were madly in love, but she did say that the penis being cut off did make it a little bit worse. She did say
just
that.
Lay a dingling on a popsicle stick and put a couple rubber bands around it. And you can say, you know, sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do, you know.
Just for the record.
Soak it in salt water and see if it plumps up.
But they did find the penis. It was in this guy had eaten it.
Cool.
So wait a minute. Isn't it a choking hazard, though? I mean,
I would think so.
You tell
us. Is that
how
he died?
I mean, I don't know how he dined on it, if he had a knife and fork and cut it up, or what he did.
How are we supposed to know, Trudy?
I'm like you, I kind of assumed he swallowed.
That joke went around my head a couple of times before it hit, before it landed.
I don't know.
Wow.
It does seem a bit hazardous. But anyway, I'm sorry it had to go there.
Yeah, right.
But we all want to know. Brandon, there's no sign of the penis. They're not telling us. They just say he took it home, but they act like, you know, yeah, he's got it at home. Don't worry about it.
I've seen that he has been hospitalized, the guy that lost it. But there is no news on whether or not they have reattached it at this point. But I'll keep digging.
Okay.
And they're getting pretty good at that. I mean, it's
put a
enough.
Penile back on?
Yeah. I mean, there have been enough of those that I think doctors are like, yeah, we can do that now.
And I think they can have donors, too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, so
why not? That one guy got a penis transplant.
Yeah.
Why not just
for a big one, too.
Just get the 3D printer out and print out a big dong and put that on him. Could you imagine that?
Get hard all the time?
We're going to 3D print you a new penis.
Good idea.
And of course,
green light thinking.
Of course, it's going to be 10 inches.
The other thing about this that is just... I'm not being judgmental because I'm laughing at jokes too, but when you go on Facebook and the story's everywhere, people are just having such a ball. It's so full of guffaws, and yet, you know...
So a guy lost his penis.
I know. I don't like doing this, but I always think, no, if somebody went in and carved a woman's vagina out, I don't think we'd be making a lot of jokes about it.
No,
Murder my vagina.
They went to federal court.
Carved. I know. I don't even know how you do it.
Think of the logistics of that.
Ask that one sect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Weird stuff going on.
It's like a weird turn.
So anyway, Alice Cooper coming up.
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, that's exciting.
He doesn't know anything about this story.
And he'd probably laugh. Alice is cool. Our studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep celebration event, and they're excited for you to be part of it. Oh, is there a lot of discussion online about Maz leaving?
Yes.
What's the...
Well, just the question, like, what happened and why?
Yeah, and there's some irresponsible speculation.
It's up to him to answer.
What is the speculation?
Oh, I think it ranges everywhere from he wanted more time on the podcast to... He got into a big brawl. I don't know. I've seen speculation.
More time on the podcast. What does that have to do with anything?
It's just the speculation out there.
That he left to get more days in the show?
I've seen people.
Fired!
That theory.
But he's never been beyond one day, even when he didn't have a job.
Well, argue with those people speculating.
Just saying. Just pointing it out.
We'll let him answer.
Any other speculation? He won't. Does it seem to be that people feel that he left or that he was blown out?
It's all over the map. I've seen ones where there's huge fights. I've seen one where he just decided to leave and hang out in the pool all summer long.
Well, maybe this will answer it.
I'm all packed and ready to go. I gave them my notice yesterday, and they said, oh, we want 2 weeks. And then I said, why don't you fuck off?
That's definitely not how it went.
Damn it.
I mean, I don't know how it went, but that's not how it went.
I'm impressed at how chill. I'll give the answer to the question coming up. But I'm amazed at how chill he is about it.
Okay. I guess it depends who he's talking to.
Oh, is he not chill?
Well, he wasn't happy with me last week.
No. I don't mean that. Oh. I mean about not being going to work
every day. Oh, not
having
a job. Yeah. No, I know.
I mean, he's got three girls and...
Hey, he's a grown man. He can make his decisions.
No, I agree. I wish
I had that luxury.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. Why do I worry about little things all the time? And he seems perfectly chill to me.
Hey, yeah. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I wish I could have a little bit of Tom Mazowie in me.
Don't ask me.
Oh, boy.
I can't disagree with that.
Not like that, Trudy. Even though I knew that's where it was going as I was saying it. Hence the pause.
Okay, so the answer's coming up. During Zot Jeep celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or, if you're more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month, and then 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock. As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer. Oh, he's hot. With a bang. So take advantage of these great deals, and you might want to take advantage of the great deals at Dr. Yeldo's office. LASIK is one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine. It's changed the lives of millions by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without all those hassles you previously had with the old technology. Dr. Yeldo not only does great work, he is a Red Shovel sponsor. He's on all the shows. He's the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000 plus people have gotten a state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure. Most have actually gotten better than 20/20. Imagine that. It takes only a few minutes. It's painless. You can throw all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. Multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus. You'll never get cataracts. It frees you from your hated reading glasses, along with precision far vision. So you got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yeldo. And I tell you, I would be delighted if people who don't want LASIK, which is, the large majority, if you would go for your eye exam there and maybe get some of the great frames they have, because they've got a great selection of frames and sunglasses. How about that? Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount. 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
How about that?
Love that drop.
How about that?
Maz, let's see, he worked a year and 9 months, about?
Yeah.
Because I think he started late in 2017. He did very well. He sold, I want to say 300 cars, or leased, sold or leased.
Wow.
Something like 300 cars. I mean, a huge amount.
Shit, yeah.
And
you fired.
It was a great job. I mean, at the time, he was out of work 14 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it worked out very well. However, it's a long commute, and I think he just wanted to do something else. He was talking about leaving previously, and in fact, he resigned. Not under any pressure or anything like that. It just wasn't working in terms of the commute. And he has a lot of things, a lot of things going on. Not the summer at the pool. Not yet, anyway. If he spends the rest of the summer by the pool, then we'll call it that, but not yet.
I don't want to say.
He's not.
I don't want to say anything.
He doesn't seem to be in a furious hurry to get back to
bullshit.
Work. And he did have two great years there. I mean, he really did well.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job.
So, I'll fuck you up.
So there's really no need for, I'm sure there will be further speculation based on what I just said, but I'm not, he resigned.
Yeah.
He left. And the commute was getting to him for a long time.
Big time, yeah. He had nothing to listen to.
If only there was a show.
I know, that's a damn thing.
I have no skills.
The shoveling, I think he was...
That
okay.
took a big toll.
It took a big toll, but I think it was okay. I don't think that was
I'm a racist
difference maker. I think it was really the community.
I am not work material.
I was disheveled.
I bring nothing to the table.
Crap. I know. He's been enjoying his new schedule because he went to a tournament in Traverse City.
Of Cool.
Abby or Lily were playing softball.
Yeah, he's got another trip going to New Jersey.
He's got another trip coming up. Abby was in the hospital.
Yeah.
He's going to see the Rolling Stones, isn't he?
Yes, he is going to a Stone show. He almost doesn't have time for a job right now. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
I know.
It's weird. He's got
great.
The pool, too. He's the lifeguard totally of jealous. Record at the moment.
Lifeguard of record.
So, anyway. So you can take that and run with your speculative
you butt out.
Comments. Yeah, that's what he would say. Okay, so the penis. Also,
we covered the penis.
No, the penis is just.
Is there any breaking news on said penis?
That was such a huge story, honest to God.
Yeah.
And then also, and this story was, it was really interesting because Mark came in and was talking to me about it. And then I watched the MSNBC story on, they have a video of Trump at a party where he seems to welcome Jeffrey Epstein, who comes in with Ghislaine Maxwell, I guess was his girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been 30-ish, so that seems so old for him.
Yeah.
There's a fun story on Ghislaine, by the way.
There's a lot on Ghislaine.
The New Yorker, or New York Magazine just did a big thing on her.
What's the takeaway?
Let's see. Just about how she recruited masseuses. Is it masseuses? Is that the plural of masseuse?
I
who cares?
That word is a joke because she wasn't recruiting masseuses. She was recruiting underage girls that he could sexually assault.
Which is what it said. She had been working as a changing room assistant at Mar-a-Lago when this is the girl that was, in a suit.
Changing room assistant.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. When Ms. Maxwell invited her to Mr. Epstein's home with the promise she could learn to massage therapy and earn a lot of money. Once there, she said Ms. Maxwell helped Mr. Epstein force her into sexual activity with him and then paid her $200
she was forced to have sex. Really?
Mm-hmm.
She was a whore?
What do you mean?
She was whoring herself.
No, this girl she picked up.
Okay.
I can't find her name in the story. It's the Jeffrey girl. So the main one. Right?
Oh, yeah. The one that says Alan Dershowitz banged her.
You got it, yeah.
Ugh,
she also claimed that Ms. Maxwell took sexually explicit photos of her. So she was more than just a pimp. They started the training started immediately. It was everything down to how to give a blowjob, how to be quiet, be subservient, give Jeffrey what he wants. A lot of this training come from Ghislaine herself. So yeah, fun stuff.
Well, I'm perennially blown away at all the enablers. Here we have R. Kelly. I mean, they're literally bragging about the fact that he's illiterate now.
Yeah.
Which all that says is that other people were heavily involved in making this revolving door of underage girls come into his world.
You know, you can be illiterate and still know how to function kind of in a rudimentary way, though.
Well,
doesn't mean that he didn't.
He knows how to pee on 14-year-olds. Yes. By the way, question on R. Kelly, and I'll get back to Epstein. R. Kelly was on bail, and they say he was having, well, they said that he raped, and I'm not sure they were using the term, and I shouldn't even make the distinction, because he was having sex with a 14-year-old or if he physically forced her to have sex with him. There really isn't much difference. I don't even like that distinction. But also sadomasochistic sex acts, that is while he was on bail.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, you know, that wonderful fan that bailed him out?
Mm-hmm.
Does she get her bail money back if he commits rape while he's out on bail? Or does he just have to show up in court and she gets her money back? That dipshit fan.
Does she want her money back, though?
Oh, yeah. She'll want her money back.
She wants her money back for him?
Well, bail. You expect to get your bail money back. She believed in him.
I think
she met him on a cruise.
Maybe he shows up.
Yeah, but
but if he's raping people while he's out?
Different crime.
Well,
no,
it's
stupid.
Crime.
Well, no, it's a different crime than what he was bailed out for. Don't get me wrong. It's dumb, but I would think she would get her money back.
I don't know. I'm kind of hung up on this whole bail thing today.
If anything, I wondered if she could be sued by the victim civilly for bailing him out.
Yeah, absolutely. She should be.
Because if it wasn't for her actions, he wouldn't have been able to do that.
Judge set the bail. She paid it. I don't think she can be sued. I don't.
She's
I don't know.
She's the reason that he's out.
Yeah. So congratulations to her. What a great fan.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, I think that some of these people are like, well, I didn't know. I mean, if you, like, have a tiger in your house, you don't expect it to maybe, like,
to
eat
go
you
tiger.
If you can't feed it.
That's stupid.
That's what Siegfried said to Roy. He's like, what do you expect?
And Mike Tyson.
Use your common sense.
So anyway, back to Epstein. The story, and I watched the MSNBC version, was about Trump video. And this is NBC shooting it. So is NBC in any trouble? They shot it.
Well, what were they shooting, though?
A Trump party where Epstein shows up.
And there were underage girls there? They were
no.
able to prove that at the time.
The girls were young, but they weren't underage. I mean, NBC was there. They're a news operation. I would think if there were underage women.
Before you go on to that video, too, like R. Kelly, who, you know, if he did something while on bail, you know, Epstein assaulted a girl while he was serving his 13-month sentence, right?
Yes.
That came out. Okay. I didn't know if you had mentioned that or not.
I didn't Isn't that know delightful? Whether he really was in any kind of trouble.
Nice.
No, he wasn't.
Nice
he
being
wasn't.
Able to serve a sentence and go to work 6 days a week.
That is so
such bullshit.
Incredible. But
sorry. The tape.
So, yeah. So the tape is of Epstein showing up at Trump's bash, which appears to be, if I had to say what was on the typical of the guest list, it would be 25-year-old idiotic girls, just complete dopes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no other guys there hardly, is there?
Is this the same party that
I don't
guy?
Think so.
Okay, because that's
maybe it is
where the guy said there were only two people on the guest list: Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Same time frame. I just didn't know if it was the same.
They show
party.
The dance floor, and it's a bunch of girls dancing among themselves,
it
and then
be.
Trump is dancing for like 5 seconds in the video, which looks so
boy.
Dumb.
Whoa.
The famous video,
and these girls are climbing on him. It just looks so stupid.
Epstein looks, I don't know, maybe it's because we know a lot about him. He just looks like a pedophile there.
Oh, yeah.
He's really creepy. How short is he, by the way?
Oh, my God, there's the girls.
I don't think he's as short as you think.
Ooh, real handsy there, Donald. Did you see that?
He's probably around 6 foot.
That's him dancing.
Oh, my God, look how
it just looks ridiculous.
So happy right there.
Just play the story. Oh, is that the Hall Financial Hotline opening?
Oh, best behavior time.
Click the link to Hall Financial on our website. Uh-oh. Is that the Hall Financial Hotline tone? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Fill out the online
form. It gets you every time.
And they will get back to you. Or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Meanwhile, that's the Spiders.
You can hear them.
Yeah.
You can hear them there.
Why Don't You Love Me? I think this is Alice's first single with his original band.
Nice.
They won a high school competition, a battle of the bands.
Really?
And they were doing parodies of Beatles songs about cross-country track because they were on the cross-country team. It sounded really funny.
Wow. Sounds great.
I think that's Alice on the harp.
Is it?
Alice, is that you?
Drew, smart, and truth.
Oh, not yet.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Alice, you hear the Spiders there?
Can you hear me?
Why don't you love me?
Why don't you love me? Wow, that's the Spiders.
Amen. By the way,
that was high school.
Yeah.
I checked out the B-side, Hitchhike.
What's the B-side? Hitchhike?
Hitchhike, yeah. Which I love that song.
Yeah, we did a good Rolling Stones ripoff there.
Why Don't You Love Me?
No, Why Don't You Love Me was one thing we wrote, but the Hitchhike was definitely a Rolling Stones. We did the Stones version of that.
Okay, because I thought Why Don't You Love Me sounded like the Stones.
Yeah, no, that was something we wrote.
Yeah, no,
really?
I mean, well, influenced by the Stones anyway. I like it. I like the song. I mean, it's hard to listen to a song from that period and really grade it today, but I thought it was cool.
That was way early British invasion. You know, there were so many bands coming out at the time that we were just like, you know, overwhelmed with how many bands there were. So.
I know. I try to explain to 25-year-olds how absolutely cool and what an explosion of music it was, and the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and it's so hard to explain.
Yeah, it really is, because it changed everything. I mean, it was like, you know, I mean, before that, it was the Four Seasons and Motown and the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, here was this brand new thing and a new look and everything. I mean, everything about it was exotic. You know, it was perfect.
Yeah, I like to say the world went to color from black and white
it
almost
did.
Overnight.
Yeah, Yeah, pretty much.
So I saw this really cool picture on Twitter, and I think Mickey Dolenz put it out, of the Hollywood Vampires, but it wasn't the whole crowd. It was John Lennon, Harry Nilsson, Mickey Dolenz, and they misidentified you as Keith Moon, and I think Mickey corrected it. But wow, what a party crew, Alice.
It was that was every single night at the Rainbow. And sometimes, you know, John would be there, Harry would be there, Keith Moon would be there.
How about Ringo?
We would really sit around waiting to see what Keith Moon was going to wear. Because one night he would be like the Queen of England, and then he would be a Viking, and then he would be like a French maid. And, you know, I mean, we would just sit there and go, and somebody would say, "Who is that?" And I would say, "Greatest drummer you ever saw."
Ringo was in the crew sometimes, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ringo was there. I mean, you know, a lot of guys. Michael J. Pollard.
Oh, I remember.
Jack Nicholas was one of the guys.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Nicholson. And so, I mean, it was all these guys that kind of hung around together. Bernie Taupin was there every night.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was pretty cool group of guys.
Well, I'm such a huge Beatles fan, and I can't get over how connected you are, of course, with the Hollywood Vampires. And then the band's called Hollywood Vampires, that redid Come and Get It with Paul, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what happened was I did a movie. I did Dark Shadows with Johnny.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I knew that Johnny was a really good guitar player. I mean, in the music scene, you know, and everybody knew that Johnny could play. And so we did the movie, and I invited him to come down to play with us one night at a place called the 100 Club in London. And he nailed it every night, you know. So I started telling him about the Hollywood Vampires. And I said, it was a drinking club. And all of them, you know, it's like all of our dead drunk friends now. And so we decided to put a little bar band together. Well, the little bar band ended up, you know, Joe Perry walked in, "I'm in." You know, I mean, everybody that walked in said, "I'm in." Started recording this thing, and the next thing you know, McCartney walks in.
Wow.
And he sits down at the piano and starts playing. I wrote this for Badfinger. He says, you know, and we're like, my jaws dropped down to the floor. I've known McCartney for 35 years, but I've never been in the studio with him.
Wow.
That's a whole other thing, you know.
I thought it was a cool version, too. You guys ripped it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, you know, he said, "I'm a vampire now, right?" And I went, "Absolutely." Yeah, he's a vampire now.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited to talk about this. I haven't even mentioned that you are at DTE, formerly Pine Knob, July the 20th, this Saturday night. And you guys are
brand new show. Yeah, brand new show. I've got, you know, our drummer just got voted best drummer in rock and roll, Glenn Sobel. Hurricane Nita Strauss, our guitar player, female guitar player, got voted best female guitar player.
Wow.
So, I mean, the band is amazing. The band is, and it's a brand new show. All new show.
Old Black Eyes is back, is what you call it?
Old Black Eyes is back, yeah. And it looks like, the stage looks like, if you went to the carnival and there's that ride, you know, the spooky ride where you go in through the castle on the, that's what the show looks like.
Oh, cool.
So it's very, and everything happens in this show. You can imagine giving the Alice Cooper Nightmare Castle ride,
wow.
What this is going to be.
Well, I love the set list. And Trudy and I were talking about, because we're about the same age. I remember when School's Out came out in, I guess it was 7th grade. And I was asking Brandon here. I said, "Brandon, when did that come out?" And he said, April of 72?
Yes.
72.
Yeah,
and
72.
I remember hearing that on the last day of school. And it was just like, I can't picture a song hitting me in the wheelhouse harder than that song hit me that day. It's just so cool to hear that song in May or June.
It's the national anthem.
It is.
And not just in America. It's like in China, Russia, Italy. It doesn't matter where you go. School's Out gets played on the last day of school.
It has to.
I'm the Francis Scott Key of last day of school.
You know, I was trying to think of the other songs from that period that were so just really zoned. Because, you know, you're about, 10, 11 years older than me. And don't you think that people musically were about 10 years ahead? Those are the ones you really latch on to because you're in those
definitely.
Teen years. teenage lament.
Yeah, you know, for me, when I was in school, it was when I graduated, it was Light My Fire.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And before that, the anthem for me was I Get Around by the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Because great every song. Kid wanted to be in a car with their buddies trying to pick up chicks in the summertime. That's the coolest song ever.
Yeah, I can't understand what's going on. It seems like young people haven't gotten the cruising thing. I just figured
it'd be songs about Uber now.
Yeah, well, it just takes all the romance out of it, right?
It does. Yeah.
Let's jump in an Uber and cruise. I don't think so.
The backseat has a different meaning now than it did back then.
Alice Cooper, July 20 at DTE. This Saturday night, and a heavy on a Saturday. What a great deal that is. And I wanted to ask you about your radio career because, of course, you're doing Nights with Alice Cooper. And I was looking at all the features on there and all the people you've interviewed. Do you love radio, or is that just something you got hooked into and, it's kind of cool, takes up some time?
There's something that's really, you know, that's really not romantic, but there's something that's very comforting about radio. All my life, I get in the car, turn on the radio. You know, yeah. When it was like we'd get home, turn on the radio. Radio was always on at my house. So it was our source for music. And I can't get that out of my system. I just kind of like the idea that when I first started doing it, Dick Clark said, if you had a radio show, what would it be? And I said, I would take it back to 1970s FM radio, where the disc jockey picks everything. Disc jockey talks about whatever he wants to talk about, and he picks the song. Yeah. And he says, let's try that. And we did it. For 15 years now, I'm still on, like 180 stations around the world.
Fantastic. Wow. Who is your favorite interview? Because I was looking at the list of people, and there were, quite a few.
The craziest interview ever was Question Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Mysterious.
We've talked to Question Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so crazy that I broke it up into, you know, segments. Because it was my part of the interview was this. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it got to be this. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Because he was on Mars, you know, and Jim Morrison was there, and Elvis was there, and there's no food on Mars because you just eat the air, and you're naked all the time. And me, I'm just sitting there going, uh-huh.
Did you cross paths with Rudy Martinez?
I never met him.
Okay.
I never met the guy. And being a Detroit rocker, that's unusual, you know, because Iggy and the MC5 and, you know, all those bands, we all knew each other very well. Ted Nugent and Seeger and everybody, but never met him.
Yeah, he's from, he was in Saginaw, I think, when he started out, and he still was playing around here a couple years ago, wasn't he? Weren't the Mysterious?
Well, when he's not in Mars, yeah.
Yeah, that would be hard to top. I saw Peter Frampton on the list, and he's one of the favorite people we've ever had. He's such a good guy.
Peter's one of our best buddies. You know, he's. But the worst interview I ever did was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh.
I thought Jerry Lee Lewis was going to be a firecracker. He was just going to go off like, you know, a million miles an hour. And I got him on. I said, "So Jerry, man, what a career, you know." Chuck Berry and you and Elvis and all this. And on the other end, I get this. Uh-huh. Oh. And then I went off and I went, da-da-da-da. And he said, wow, you know, you were really truly, really a rocker. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And that was it. And that was it, I swear. I mean, I couldn't get him to say more than yeah or uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's the interview that the best part is the 10 minutes afterwards dissecting how bad it was.
Yeah.
I worked with somebody at WAAF in Boston who was the biggest Lou Reed fan ever. And she counted it down the days till Lou Reed was coming to town, and she'd been promised an interview. And Lou came in, and she was so ready and so excited and the biggest fan, but a great radio person, too. And he just stiffed her. Just, yeah, no, yeah, just brutal. Oh.
He became New York, came really, went to New York on her, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, she was crying.
This was a weird one, because, I mean, I lived at the Chelsea Hotel when the Underground was there and when Lou was there. And, you know, it was the craziest place of all time.
Was Sid there?
We used to live there, yeah.
No, so, was Sid Vicious there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we so I see him, what, 15 years later. And he says, hey, Alice, how you doing? I went, Lou, how you doing? Great. And he says, well, he said, I seem to be pushing the ball to the right. He said, I'm slicing it. All. And I went, wait a minute. I said, you play golf now? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I love golf. What? And I went, well, relax your right hand and turn the club will turn over a little bit. You know, I said, would we be having this conversation at the Chelsea Hotel 15 years ago? And he goes, no, probably not.
Wow. That reminded me of the famous photo radar picture of you and Glenn Campbell getting a speeding ticket.
Absolutely.
Weren't that you guys headed for golf?
Yeah. Well, Glenn was driving, and I said, hey, Glenn, you know, this is a speed trap right here.
And then,
bam, there it is.
But they don't pull you over. They just send you a photo.
Yeah, they send you a photo. They actually blew that photo up. It's like the whole side of the Paradise Valley thing. That's like their favorite photo.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I remember I was out in Phoenix. I never got one, but I got one in Chicago just recently. What a drag.
Yeah, yeah.
We weren't sure if we were going to get you yesterday or today, and somebody that was here yesterday said, hey, Alice used to go out with Raquel Welch, and he was all excited to ask about it. So I'll throw it out there. Did you go out with Raquel Welch?
Until I met this beautiful little ballerina that I married for 43 years now.
Oh.
And, she was, Cheryl and I, she's still in the show. Cheryl still is, she plays a very dead bride in the show. And she's a very demented nurse. And it was the smartest thing I ever did. Was I went from that to Cheryl.
Wow.
But, you know, Rocky was great. She was great.
Rocky? You called her Rocky?
Rocky?
Wow.
That's what we called her, Rocky, yeah.
Yeah, I always thought she was just the knockout of knockouts of knockouts. But, of course, you know, nobody can live up to that. But
yeah, kind of, I guess.
But, yeah, I was reading about your life pact with Cheryl, and it was kind of confusing. He said, Alice is going to kill himself if his wife dies, or she's going to kill himself if he dies.
Yeah, I read that. In fact, they're yelling at me to get off the phone, but I call when I introduce her at the end of the show, I call her Cheryl Death Pack Cooper.
All right, Alice, so thankful for the time, and we'll see you this Saturday night at DTE.
Hey, come on down the show. You're going to love the show. It just rocks like crazy, and it's really fun to watch.
Always, Alice. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Alice.
Thank Troy you. Loves you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Wish we had another 20 minutes.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's one of those where I'm too starstruck to ask a question.
I know.
Why doesn't Alice Cooper start a haunted house?
He had a restaurant in Phoenix called Cooperstown.
But yeah, that's true.
So we had 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think we got over.
Actually, he was early, wasn't he?
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Cool.
Very cool.
The Hollywood Vampires picture with him and Harry Nilsson and Lennon and Mickey Dolenz. There's a girl in the front of the picture who looks so much like Mackenzie Phillips.
Oh, really?
And I kind of wanted to ask him, but maybe kind of not, because she would have been 14.
Oh, well.
But it's Mackenzie Phillips. Her dad, didn't stop dad John. Nailed her.
Yeah,
so.
Didn't stop John.
What? She's the one that said it. I didn't say it.
Oh, my gosh.
When they brought it up.
Well, that was cool that she had a normal thing that she could do, like going out with the Hollywood Vampires.
Yeah, maybe I can find the picture. It's on Mickey Dolenz's Twitter. God, it looks like her. And actually, I think it's Mickey Dolenz's tweet where he says, by the way, that's not Mackenzie Phillips.
Really? Oh.
Well, yeah, I thought that was...
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
Probably means it is.
I wonder if...
I kind of wasn't sure how to take that. Like, were people saying, hey, what are you with that 14-year-old Mackenzie Phillips?
He's probably sick of saying, no, it's not her. It's probably not her.
Oh, I tell you, anybody really looks like it. Let me get his Twitter up. Here, Trudy, why don't you?
She's very recognizable.
Oh my God, she really is. You got Zot Ford.
Oh, all right.
And Dr. Roche, and I'm looking up. I'm going to find this picture.
Is this photo
there it is.
Right here you're talking about? Here's Lennon. Well,
that's it. That's the picture. Does that not look like Mackenzie Phillips?
Wow, that really does.
It does, but that person's making a very weird face.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to put her regular face up next to it, and it didn't work out so well.
Oh. Well, you got to get Mackenzie Phillips making that face.
I know.
It does say that that's Lennon, Mackenzie Phillips, Harry Nilsson, Alice Cooper, and Mickey Dolenz.
It says that?
Oh, that's
the original picture. That's not Mickey's tweet. Because they call, don't they say that Keith Moon, that Alice is Keith Moon? Because that's Alice with the Budweiser, isn't it?
This one does not say Keith Moon. Mickey must have said
it. Oh, it says Alice Cooper. Okay.
Boy, does Harry Nilsson look fucked up in that picture, doesn't he?
This might be Keith right behind Mickey. You see what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to ask Alice, who was the partiers there? And I'm pretty sure it's Harry Nilsson.
Oh, yeah.
Animal.
What if it's Mickey Dolenz? Because.
Nah.
I don't think so.
No, that's true. He probably doesn't party at all.
All right, well, take it away,
but anyway,
Trudy.
You know where a party is, though, is at Zot Ford. Steve
Gabar
and the gang.
Hey, baby, looking for a party?
Steve Gabar and the gang at Zot Ford in Holly or smack dab in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. Probably heard that you can save 20% off sticker during the sale. Well, Zot Ford Deals in the D will do a whole lot better than that.
I'm helping you
to get the new Ford of your dreams. For example, you can get 0% financing for 60 months and over $14,000 off a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT. That's almost 30% off sticker. Or lease it as low as $171 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4?
$14,000 off?
I know. I feel like that needs to be checked again.
Yeah, like it's maybe it's $1,400, but it's $14,000.
It could not have been on each and every deal. $14,000.
Like I said before, there's only one way to find out. Call them.
Right. That too is 30% off the sticker, or lease it as low as $99 a month. We all know that Zot Ford is the spot for all automotive deals that are hot. Go see Anthony, the real sales manager, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by. It truly is one. And Dr. Roche wants to buff up your summer bod. You can buy one syringe of Restylane, get one free. That's a $600 value. And I was there yesterday, and he says they have lots of Restylane. So if you need to have something smoothed out, if you have that consternation cleavage in your forehead that has gotten a little out of control, that's the way to tame that sucker. Also,
Bachelor Girl was making that consternation wrinkle.
She was.
That thing is going to be permanent any day now.
I know. Judging by her behavior with, what was his name, Luke?
Luke P, yeah.
Luke.
We'll have to talk about her because you watched The Bachelor, didn't you?
I did. And
it's funny how you are, it's all so new to
it
you.
It is really. It's just like I just landed on this planet. So anyway, Dr. Roche can help you flatten out your tummy too. Like Hannah, you have to give her that. She does look
she's
in a bikini.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. And you can also get three Diva treatments for the month of July.
Bikini.
For $38.50, regular $4,500. Receive a free G-spot shot for $1,200 value. So that's, sweet.
That's a big slice.
Yeah, that is. It takes care of a lot of things, too.
The cutting price, that is.
And stuff like that, plus, you know, all that stuff. And summer saline breast special, so boobs. All about boobs.
Always boobs.
$3,500, also 360 lipo and body tight specials that'll have you looking beautiful and buff for summer. Just call Dr. Roche for a consultation. That's 248-338-1110 or droche.com to look at all those procedures and check out the before and afters for sure.
Okay. Hey, we're talking tits.
Hey, do you remember much of Alice's output after, he dried out, I think around 78.
Right, yeah.
77, 78. And then comes, his music really sort of changed.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And he's got new music this tour, too.
Like Only Women Bleed.
He
had a few ballads. Clones, which I love that song, Clones.
I'm not dried up either.
Clones was that New Wave, Alice?
That's his that whole album. I was listening to it earlier. There's a lot of New Wave-ish sounding songs on there.
Play Clones, Brandon.
ML argued with me about whether or not he's... whether or not that's New Wave or not.
So he goes from sounding like...
No, that album in general. He just refuses to believe that Alice Cooper was New Wave at all.
I think a lot of people got caught up in that.
But he's...
I mean, sound...
He's ahead of the curve, though. This is, 1981?
80, yeah. I think, or 81. I know it and I'm fine. I just think it's a great Alice song.
Yeah. I'm a doctor. He's
life on the line. We'll take incubation another day. I'm all alone, so are we all.
It's kind of the Cars before the Cars.
Yeah! A little bit, yeah.
All in one and one are all. All in one and one are all.
Oh, that's a great song.
We destroy the government. We're destroying time. No more problems on the way.
I think I bought the album for the song, like you had to do back in the day.
Yeah.
But you didn't like Aspirin Damage, about overdosing on aspirin?
Yes,
that's on that album?
I did.
And then this one, I like this one. This is Leather Boots.
That sounds punky, new wave-ish.
I think a lot of people who were not a lot older than Alice got sucked up in new wave and punk a little bit. And even disco. I mean, you hear a lot of people that, like, Miss You is kind of a disco song. It was right in the middle of disco, the Stones.
Yeah,
it's a great song, though.
Yeah.
I mean, still the Stones.
See, I didn't know Alice until songs like Poison and Feed My Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Well, that's really classic Alice.
He popped up on, Wayne's World.
But, you know, you see these artists going through all these genres of music that are coming and going, and I think, you know, they can't help but be part of it in some way, or just entirely ignore it. Some artists are just, you know, the same.
Right.
You want to hear a top 10 classic rock disco song list?
Yes, I do.
All right. Number 10 is Rod Stewart.
Ugh. Oh, do you think I'm sexy?
Yep.
Yeah?
No, is the answer to that.
Kiss. I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Huh.
The Kink, Superman.
Oh, cool.
No, you're not going to argue that one?
I don't know.
I mean, that beat sounds very disco-ish.
Wow, I hadn't thought of it as a disco song. Oh, that's Kiss.
No, this is The Kinks.
Oh, that's The Kinks? Yeah. I thought that was I Was Made for Loving You for a second.
Uh-oh. I got the same song. This is a good song, too.
It is a good song. I didn't, you know, a lot of people objected to it. They'd say, the Stones have gone disco, whatever. I didn't really have a problem with it. You know, the song's the song. It's either a good song or a bad song.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's just embarrassing.
This is number 7. See if you can name it.
Oh, I know this. A lot of my favorite disco sounds in it. ELO.
Yep. Shine a Little Love.
Yeah, I hear
that bass line, yeah.
I'm digging this list.
The Eagles, One of These Nights.
I
hate that
is
song.
Is it disco sounding, though?
Let's see what it says. Well, let's hear it.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
Jump forward.
With you, Lebowski. It's
a little thumpy, but
the tempo's too slow.
You could dance to it at the discotheque.
Oh, you could whirl around.
You could get down like Trump was at that little bash. Oh, my God.
No disco crowd.
Number 5.
You have to watch that video, by the way, of Trump dancing. And also, when he's talking to Epstein, they got a lip reader on him. And he says, he's pointing, she's hot.
Yeah. Doesn't mean she's underage. Grateful Dead.
Oh, Shakedown Street.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of cool, though. I accept
They're
it.
All kind of cool.
It's a great record. Shakedown Street was a fantastic record.
Oh, here comes Wings.
Oh, With a Little Luck?
No.
Silly Love. Oh, Good Night Tonight. Yeah, this is definitely disco-ish. It's got a great bass line, though.
Man, does he look stupid in this movie.
I know, is his hair all plastered down?
Yes, he's wearing the tux.
Well, it was a big hit. Doesn't always mean it's his best song.
It does sound, maybe that's the key to a disco song, is Chuck Berry, the boo. 3 is Queen, another one Bites the Dust.
Mm. Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Miss You is number 2.
Awesome song.
And Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, Pink Floyd.
What?
Huh?
I don't know if I'm going along with that one. Play the Chuck Berry part over it. Maybe I can figure it out.
Yeah, I don't really like just doing this. That's the bass loop a little bit.
I get it.
It's a little bit of a stretch. I don't know why it's going on.
I want you guys to hear something, by the way, because okay, see, when you play Chuck Berry fart, it does seem to allow you to give it the proper test.
Yeah.
So you know how a lot of artists do this, and Taylor Swift's being encouraged to do it. Re-record your songs.
Yeah.
So you take the cut away from, you know, the people that own her masters, mm-hmm. because it's a new version, and if people just stream the new version, then you get more money for it.
Right.
And so I know it's like ELO recorded their entire greatest hits over, and it was, I believe it's just a money thing. They sound great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any problem with Jeff Lynne's, because I, you know, you wonder, it's like 40 years later, it's got to sound different somehow.
Didn't he cut everybody out though? From
yeah, I think there's no Bevins on there. There's no, what's his name, Roy. I'm just gonna call him Roy Horn, Roy Wood,
Roy Horn.
Yeah, Roy Wood, who came from the Move. Weren't they the Move first, and then they.
But wasn't Roy Wood only a part of like the first album? Then he was gone.
But he was a really talented guy. The Move were a big band in Britain, in the late 60s, early 70s.
He's a weird-looking dude.
He's a really weird-looking dude. He's a cool guy, though. I was shocked he didn't play with ELO at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cause
it's like Steven Seagal there.
He's a wild guy. But anyway, so people re-record stuff, and frequently I just want it to sound as it sounded before.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't sound right, I'm like, no, there's too much echo, or that guitar tone is off.
Yeah.
And then some people re-record stuff. For example, I was listening to "Remember Simple Minds."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you forget about me?
Uh-huh.
Alive and kicking.
Great song.
I like those songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wasn't a huge Simple Minds fan, but I liked them. I liked their hits.
Yeah.
And he used to bang Chrissy Hynde, didn't he?
They were married.
Oh, they were.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So yes, they used to bang.
Nice.
He re-recorded, or they re-recorded this song.
Yes.
And all their hits, acoustic, like unplugged.
Nice.
And I was kind of.
It wasn't cool.
I don't know. It was different, but I like the effort. I thought it was like, what else are they going to do? Are they going to put out a new album that's going to be number one? No.
I don't know.
He would so
be
then,
surprised.
Along the same lines, the other day, I'm listening to Sting has re-recorded his songs.
Oh boy.
What?
And
again.
Yes.
Trying to cut the other guys out.
Knock it off.
I'm guessing, but some of them are different sounding. There's a few added touches or a few subtractions, and
well, that's
kind of liked them.
That's bad for a different reason than it's like, it just wasn't good enough the first time.
Yeah, I don't.
Sting's got to fix it.
I don't think he said that, but.
Oh, we know he's thinking
it. But anyway.
Good old Gordon.
See if you can find Sting's new CD. I got it on Google Play.
I'm looking at his album.
And he's
My Songs Deluxe.
Let me see the cover.
Every Breath You Take is on there. He looks very serious with his bass guitar.
That's it. Okay, play Every Breath You Take and tell me the bass isn't 20 times louder.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it in the car. It's like, all I hear is bass. Wow. And of course, Sting is a bass player.
Yeah.
Every breath you take, every move you make.
I'd buy this album.
I like it.
Every step you no, I like the original one. Let's hear the original.
I think I have this album and all of the rest of it.
I gotta say, Sting's voice has held up really well.
Yeah, he's in good physical condition.
Of course, he's Sting.
Sting.
Is he still hot?
Yeah, he's still hot. For sure.
I think his voice sounds better in the original, don't you? Let's hear this part.
I'd have to hear it.
Oh, can't you see? You belong to me.
I think there's some slap echo or something on his voice in the original.
This is the original.
The bass is
a lot lower.
Yeah.
Pump up that bass. Pump it up.
Yeah, you can hardly hear the bass. Actually, this album should be The Bass Is Finally Loud Enough by Sting. Okay, play
from my songs.
If ever I If ever I...
If you love somebody, set them free.
No. It's track 13, I think.
Yeah, 14. Lose my faith in you.
Yeah, here we go. This is the bass.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, wow. Really obvious on this one. Oh, yeah.
I have to admit, I love his bass playing.
Well, he does too.
Yeah, he does.
You could say I feel like if you asked Sting, like, excluding yourself, who's your favorite bass player of all time, and he would still answer himself.
Let me see if there's any record of that.
Could we re-release this with the Chuck Berry, and it would be our own individual thing? We'd get royalties on this.
Yeah, we'd get credit for the stream.
Transformative use. I want to hear all the other ones here, how loud the bass is.
Boom, boom.
Oh, this one's going to crank.
Oh, yeah.
I think the fart works better with disco.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
How about So Lonely? Is it going to be cranking that? Well, someone told
me yesterday. It's not loud on the original. That when you throw he sounds different on this. Away. Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Such a good song.
It is probably my favorite Sting song.
Really?
Yeah. You look as if you're going somewhere.
But I just can't convince myself. I mean, you don't like the songs he did with Shaggy?
Not terribly.
It goes with this too. And I can only
play that part. Oh, that's why Chuck Berry's one of the greats, Trudy. Even his fart was musical.
Yeah, his voice sounds really different on it, doesn't it?
He's just older, man. That's fine.
No, it was I just don't know if I'd want to redo it.
Well, you got us talking about it.
Sure.
True. He's got live versions on here, too, so that's kind of, at least that's, you know, some added value to just redoing the songs.
God, look how great he looks, too. He's the exact same.
Oh, you like what you see.
He's the exact same as what he was. Man.
Yeah, he does. He's in good shape.
It's all that tantric sex, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that he ended up saying he didn't do.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
And, oh.
I think my favorite part of that drop is bod.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Bod.
He's just married to the wrong Trudy.
You're right, yeah.
No one says bod anymore.
No,
why don't they say bod anymore?
I don't know. Let's bring it back.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
That's funny. Well, they got me again on Channel 7. They get me every day.
Oh, with Court TV?
Yes. They tease the Court TV story. And
let me ask you this, too. Were you able to get Court TV streaming back on your TV after I showed you?
No.
Okay.
Because it was a day later and I completely forgot.
It looked pretty good, though, right?
Yeah, it did. It's this Grant Amato trial. And I know it's not True Crime Thursday, but this case is just amazing. Brandon, can you check and see if Grant Amato is out on bail? Because they were fighting. This is another one. Oh, he's got to get bail. Come on. He's innocent until proven guilty. He just murdered his mother, father, and brother.
Allegedly.
He's taking care of everybody he cared about killing.
I just thought if you shot three people in the head, it would be really hard to get bail. I mean, this is Grant Amato. This is the biggest tool possibly ever. He stole $200,000 from his family to keep his webcam habit going with this chick he says is his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
not a chance.
Murder three people over the fact that you're kicked out of the house for stealing $200,000. That just smacks of no bail for you. No more freedom for you.
Oh, no.
And the only thing I see is that he's been pleading with, quote unquote, millionaires to help him.
Oh, message to millionaires, please don't help this guy.
His bail is set at $750,000, and so he's been reaching out to millionaires to bail.
Oh, it'd be like prison food and penis.
Okay, he only has to pay 10% of that.
Yeah.
And his attorneys actually said something like, what, they think he's Bill Gates or something? $75,000? He killed three people.
This is attorney 12 years old? That sounds like something a 12-year-old.
I know.
I'm not going to make a federal case out of this.
Well, I mean, how many resources does Grant Amato have? I don't know. Maybe he gets his parents' money because they had money.
He killed his two most important resources.
Yeah. So this guy, anyway, they do the tease every day on Channel 7 around 16 after 12 at noon. Mm-hmm. You know, the, hey, the big hot Court TV case on Channel 7.4. And I always go, 7.4? I don't know what that is. So, I miss old Court TV, which was, I think it was 246 or something on my satellite. And I'm like, why can't they put it back on 246?
I know.
Anyway.
And call it Court TV again.
They give the big tease and...
once again, nobody's playing foosball on the foosball table behind Channel 7.
Oh.
You know how they have the
disappointing, yes.
I've never seen anybody playing foosball table. When they had the Port-a-John in the background, I saw plenty of people go in there. Which I told Drew, I said I wanted to send someone down there to go in at 12:01 when they first start, and then at like 12:28 leave.
Weren't you surprised how long it was there?
The Port-a-John? Yeah. I know. And it was
wasn't it for a couple months?
Yes. How did nobody know that was in the background there?
I don't think they could do anything about it. Here
he is. Accused of killing his parents and brother over money, lies, and an obsession with porn. Investigators say he stole $200,000 from his family members and sent the money to a Bulgarian woman he met online through a porn website. Amato was living with his parents at the time, but
she's
told investigators
in his
father threw him out of the house when he found out he was still communicating with the woman. It's something he had been doing for months, including sending her cell phone videos.
All right, Sylvia, look at me. I am outside going to check the mail, and I'm asking you if you can please send me one of your videos. I love it so much when you just send them to me. Yeah, I don't like buying your stuff. It makes me feel weird. Could you please send me one, though?
Oh. Man.
Amato faces
you
the
are
death
one
penalty
pathetic
if convicted.
Loser.
That's the latest for now. Court
wow.
TV will keep following
what
any developments.
What a zero.
Loser.
Oh, my God. Anyways,
looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
How did he find this Bulgarian webcam model?
Yeah, you like it in a strip of whore? Wow. You like it?
He probably was on a webcam. That's when he fell in love with.
I realize she's hot, but God, did you ever dream there were this many whores out there? I mean, isn't it amazing what the internet does? I mean, were there this many whores before, or did people go, hey, I can make a lot of money being a webcam girl?
Yeah, they just didn't have the outlet, Drew.
It's money, man. So they make so much.
That's a good point, Brandon. Money can turn a woman into a little bit of a whore.
A guy.
So can drugs. Drugs guy, are awesome at turning women into whores.
Pretty, we'd do it for anything.
Here, we'll go to Chatterbait right now. And right now, at this second, all these chicks live right here that we're looking at.
We got there pretty quick.
If you want to sleep with a woman out of your league, get her addicted to heroin and then try to sleep with her.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you, she's going to need money.
She's just going to be focused on the heroin. She's not going to be into it.
Well, I'm just saying, if she's out of your league,
you're basically with a corpse. I mean, at least meth, she's going to be really energetic.
But if you force her to perform because she really needs it, or you offer her extra, or I don't know, just saying. I'm just saying.
It would work. What a question. Would you rather date someone addicted to meth or heroin?
Probably meth.
Is that a Twitter poll?
Yeah. Would you rather have sex with someone who is on meth or heroin?
I mean, do you want to add cocaine to it? Or?
Yeah, okay. A third drug.
All right.
Yeah, I think isn't heroin the obvious loser? Should it be meth or cocaine?
No, I guess I think
how much experience
meth
do people have having
worse.
Sex with people on meth?
It's not sex; it's just it's hypothetical.
Well, they have children that are
neglected. I know it's amazing if you watch Intervention how many kids heroin addicted people have. It's incredible.
I think you get a lot more done on meth, maybe.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Initially, but then it starts to not work so well. That's a problem.
Well, yeah, I think that's the problem. Yeah.
In reasonable quantities, they're great. But everybody just gets a little carried away.
Here, check this out real quick. I'm currently on Chatterbait just to show you guys how frequent this is.
Click on one.
Well, wait. I would, but I just want to show you.
Look at all those whores.
Nice. There's 90 per page. There's 54
good morning,
pages.
Dimples.
That means right now live is 4,860 cam chicks just on this website alone.
Yeah, go to Pornhub or X Hamster. They have live cams too.
Are these from around the world, Brandon?
Don't forget about Cam Soda, the host of Farrah Abraham's one where she promised to take it in the butt and then she didn't and everyone got mad.
Well, that's crap. False advertising.
Big time false advertising. People were so pissed.
You promised. Oh, my God.
What was that?
That was one of those machines.
Wait, we got that for free?
Oh, yeah. All this stuff. You can just click on it. There's dudes, really? Too. So you can see dudes.
Well, how do they make money?
Well, you got to buy tokens and then tip them.
Yep, and then you tip them.
Or you get a private viewing.
Because some of them get so popular that they lock their videos.
I remember talking to Mr. Skin about this because some of them are advertisers on Skin's website.
Yeah, well, he was
well-versed in...
he had one that was he gave a little plug to on when he was doing his report.
Pick one, Brandon.
This is the person that's in last place out of 4,890. She's in last place.
Oh,
she's just chubby.
Some chick with her boobs out, putting her makeup
now,
on.
Now, the comments are always great on these two, aren't they?
Oh, please let me know in the comments.
Well, this one I think is...
Espanol.
Why is she striped? What does she have stripes around her?
Those are rolls of fat. Trudy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. She looks awful in a thong.
Tip her to put some clothes on.
I know. This is Brandon. She belongs in last place. Can we check out somebody in the top 10?
Rather sure. Watch this in reverse.
I want some comments.
All right.
Go to number one. Ooh, yeah, she looks phony. Oh, God. Give me a break.
She's sucking on her own toes
right
now.
Disgusting. Oh,
here's the comments.
Yeah, suck those toes. Hey, Blondie, can I give you a golden shower?
No, he wants a golden shower. That's even worse.
More comments?
I need to see you piss on Rob. I don't know who Rob is, but he's going to get pissed on.
I went a little deep on that one. I went too hardcore for you.
She's at work. It's her job.
Yeah. And so far, she's made...
Guys,
1,600 tokens.
Her.
I don't know
guys,
what the token conversion rate is.
Okay. You're talking about, I love the community. A bunch of bros said, how do I impress her? And you said that she sucks.
We're not paying you to talk.
Guys.
I love getting a lecture from a whore.
With her top off.
You can't go anywhere these days.
I'm sorry. All I heard was those tits, and I'm looking at it.
We all like our dicks. Like, how did JC win the how to impress her?
Oh, my God. Press the mute button.
Wow.
That's much better.
Any more comments, Brandon?
She just rags people who comment?
I guess normally she does videos with some dude named Rob, and so everybody's asking where Rob is because they want to see Rob Plower.
No one wants to see Rob.
Yeah, they do. Where's Rob? I want to see a BJ.
I'd like it better if Rob was there because maybe I make her more active and less talkative.
Right.
We check in with another girl?
She currently has... This video right now is currently being viewed by 9,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good for her,
so
man.
So where does she live? Do you know where it
Florida,
is?
Florida, aren't they all in Florida?
Oh, all her... Here's her videos.
Florida?
Yeah, Oh, there's Rob.
Yeah, there he is. He gets to bang her on
Get
video.
Drew's credit card. Buy some tokens, Brandon.
Okay. Next.
I don't know. There's What's that? There's chicks with
wieners. Oh, fake.
Is she top 10?
She's
close?
So fake.
Yeah.
Fake. Fake.
Right, I'm uncomfortable.
And take your top off, too. Awkward. Jeez.
Here, this one's for you, Drew.
Oh!
What?
It's a chick with a wiener. I don't know.
A big wiener.
Yeah, she's hung.
Trudy has a really puzzled look on her face.
That was a surprise.
It was a frozen look of horror.
Okay, I want to hear another one talk. I want to hear if maybe they've got something important to say. Because...
She's listening to Nine Inch Nails.
Oh. Good music choice.
I mean, you don't know which ones are going to talk.
She's going to sing along. This is great.
Oh, she's lip syncing.
You know, why doesn't she get caught on a copyright infringement? Fuck.
Maybe because the quality's not as good, Trudy. She's playing in the background.
Okay, next.
More transformative use. Which unfortunately we know too much about now.
Is she going to clap her trap?
Oh, she just clocked in though, man. She's hours away from being nude.
Okay, next.
Huh. I even forgot why we were initially on here.
Because that guy.
Just all the whores.
Sent all that money to
Grant Amato.
Does she have to return any of that money?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But it was stolen money.
No, but services rendered.
It's still,
she's providing a service. Not her job to know that he gets the money from.
But if you robbed a bank and then paid us, do we get to keep it?
No,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I really don't know.
A bank robbery.
It's the bank's money.
Oh, who's this dude coming in the frame?
Peekaboo.
No, this webcam girl is.
That's a good move right there. I like that.
I kind of like her.
The Chili Peppers again.
She's laying on her bed. She's got her legs straight up, and she's doing peekaboo. She's spreading them.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was a baby, they would be completely engaged. Or an adult male. comments? Anything?
No.
Comments?
There's one.
That?
There's one. Stay there.
Thank you.
Oh, she gets money and then she thanks people?
Yeah, those are all tokens being tipped.
So does she do this for 8 hours a day? I mean,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Far,
I guess so.
So far, she's received 3,552 tokens.
You get a coffee break and lunch.
Trudy, are you as surprised as I am that there's so many whores?
There are a lot of whores.
There's so many.
It's crazy.
I mean, this is one site, 4,800 whores.
How can any person not be getting what they need sexually if there's so many whores?
I don't know, because they don't have enough money, I guess.
Oh, she doesn't want you there. She just wants you tipping her tokens.
I know, but there are like so many
lonely
dudes. Well, like the guy who killed his...
Drew's going to hate her.
Oh, God, look at that green blob on her boob! Oh, my God!
That's a bad fake, dude.
Oh, I hate her already. Wait, does she look a little bit
listen
like...
Oh, listen to this comment from Runkled. I want to bury my dick so deep inside your asshole.
You feel gay?
That whoever could be, whoever could pull me out would be crowned King Arthur.
What?
Arthur had to pull...
What a brilliant comment.
He had to pull what's his sword, Excelsior out of the stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful titties.
Oh, my God. Yeah, merging nerd.
Oh, sorry.
They have gone over her head, too.
Have I told you lately how much I love your boobies?
Yes. Take them. Take them, baby.
We can't, because you're on a camera.
These are for you.
These are for you.
God, is her voice gross.
You're gay.
Nice, messy bedroom,
if you like
too.
You're a fruit boy.
Oh, look, she's got a menu, what you need to tip for her to do things, Drew.
Okay, what's the
menu? We got
to
get your credit card.
What's on the menu?
Can you read that? Right there, isn't that notice? It says feet, head, 50, show ass. 100. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Show ass for 100. Fuck you.
I can't say that. There's other bitches watching too, right?
Who
now
comes up with the list? Like, you know, like the list of chores.
Who decides? No, Trudy, how do you spend.
What do you think? There's an industry standard?
Oh, here it is.
That's what I was wondering.
I mean, can you imagine doing that every day, like 5 days a week?
Oh, my God.
What is this first one on the
get
menu?
Bored.
But am I reading this right? Tip menu. For 10 coins, I will anal fart lip noise.
Oh, cool.
Just going,
man.
Okay.
Ooh la la.
For 25 coins, I'll say hi. For 50, I'll lick my toes. For 100, I'll give you a personal message.
Give you a personal message. For $100? What a fucking ripoff.
For 100.
How much is it for this?
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
250 coins to play with my ass.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Play with your ass?
I don't play. My butt.
Wait, it's $250 to play with her ass versus $100 for a personal
Great.
Message?
She'll send you her panties for 1,500 coins.
No, thanks.
Gross.
But then again, like I said, I don't know the conversion between coins.
How do we know they're her panties?
Yeah,
she can just rip a pair out of a new package and send it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. She has a box of them.
Oh, by the scent.
Does she have a...
Mark.
I'm just saying. Does she have a shipping department?
Probably as good as ours.
Yeah, I think you're looking
least.
At it. That's her shipping department.
Oh, how could she do that?
Take her job.
Wait, can we bring the audio up? I want to hear what this idiot's saying.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
I just left.
Just wondering.
I just want to find out the conversion rate.
Hey, when I talked to...
Oh, tokens.
When I talked to that service representative from Comcast the other day,
mm-hmm.
they sounded just like Nikita Denise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so cool. Every time she'd say something, I just kept going, great.
So 100 tokens is
the person
$11.
In the room is laughing very hard.
100 tokens is $11 for a personal message. So then it's only
really?
$250 for the play with her butt. Got $11 for personal message versus $28 to play with her butt.
Slap them a little bit.
But don't you get charged by the minute too? I mean, isn't there?
It's a me and you thing, okay?
Nice voice.
Okay, yeah.
She really needs to shut up. I think she's costing herself money.
Oh, here's a guy that wants the tippers and tokens.
Don't take 6 or 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
I got $1,000 for that.
We know what he wants to do, too.
She's also doing drugs.
How do you know?
She's struggling with her nose.
Yeah, she is.
Maybe she's got a cold.
Mm-hmm.
She's been stuck in that room all year.
Yeah, maybe the oxygen is used up.
Okay, I'm bored.
I know, it gets really boring really quick.
Anyway, so Grant Amato just can't get enough of this. He steals $150,000 of his parents' money, then he steals $60,000 from his brother, steals his brother's guns, sells those, then he takes out, I don't know how you do this, he took out a $65,000 loan on his parents' house. How do you do that?
Really?
House is collateral?
Yes. Well, I guess he must have impersonated his father.
Yeah,
I don't know. I assume.
Probably right.
He met this model on Cam Girls. Is that where we just were?
No, we were at ChatterBait.
Okay.
By the way, how do you know to go there?
Yeah, Brandon.
I would never know where to initiate.
And why was it logged in?
Some sort of internet.
You don't have to be logged in at all. You can just go.
No, I didn't mean that. I just
discussed
don't
it
know
several times on the show.
Oh, okay.
It sponsored Mr. Skins, one of their tournaments.
That's true.
That is true.
All right,
in Brandon's defense.
Sorry.
Yes.
Hey, Cam Girls,
completely
you can choose
legit.
Almost anything.
So after spending the $210,000 and taking out the loan on his parents' house, he was sent to sex and porn rehab. He did not stay the full time. He walked out. Then, this guy was a nurse, by the way.
Oh, boy.
You're going into a rehab.
He got, okay, I don't know why he was allowed to go back to his job or why his parents took him back, but they did because he didn't complete the rehab. He was busted at his job for stealing propofol.
What?
And it sounded like they were going to work out some suspension or something, but then he revealed that he was giving it to patients who he felt weren't properly relaxed.
Oh, God.
He lost his job.
Wow.
Wait.
Propofol.
Don't do it.
Just so he didn't have to deal with him, or... You know, like this patient is being...
I'm in pain all
high
the
maintenance.
Time.
Maybe they hurt their shoulder.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, propofol, I never even heard of propofol until Jackson.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, So then he starts it back up with the cam girl, and the parents say, we're kicking you out of the house. And he bitterly complained that she was his girlfriend. So he stopped stealing money and started talking to her on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she still on Twitter?
I don't know.
Oh.
And they busted him for talking to her on Twitter, threw him out of the house. He checked into the DoubleTree. I don't know. How's this guy money for a hotel, by the way?
I don't know.
I love it. He can just check into a hotel. Of course, he's such a loser. He has no friends to go.
He probably has a credit card that at least has a little, you know, until defaults.
Cops find the bodies, and they tracked him going to the house after the murders. And he said he saw the police and news crews, and he left. But he's expressed no regret, no emotion, nothing. And his attorney insists that there's no evidence whatsoever that he did it. So, I don't know where this thing's going. Yeah. Sounds to me like he murdered three people because they wouldn't pay for his webcam girl habit.
Baby.
I know.
Didn't they just turn it
And by the way, that woman would never touch him. She was not his girlfriend. How stupid are there? How many guys are there that really believe these webcam girls dig them?
Probably a lot.
I saw one on Catfish where this... this chick fell in love with this guy. Okay, first of all, I was stunned to find out this girl was making $40,000 a year as a webcam girl.
Hmm.
Because I don't want to be a dick, but she was very heavy. And she
think how much she'd make if she was in shape.
She wasn't terribly cute. And I'm like, how does she make 40 grand doing that? I'm surprised she makes $4 doing that.
It seems like all you need is one loser.
Well, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
One guy spent 22 grand, repeatedly sending her money to, spread your legs.
God.
Does anybody want any more catfish?
$200.
Think of yourself.
That's $400. Runs up 22 grand. And somehow they decide that they're in love. So she happens to be married, by the way.
Well, it's just her job.
She's got two little kids.
She can keep her home life separate from her work life.
Isn't that adorable? The kids are in the playpen or whatever. Well, meanwhile, she's beaving out on the webcam to some loser. Total loser.
Hey, the kids got to eat too, man.
Yeah.
So she meets the guy, and he's not the guy he said he was.
What a shock. So he's a bigger loser than what she thought?
He was a big fat guy, big fat old guy.
What did she expect?
I don't know. She said she was in love with him.
God. Hey, that's like Euphoria.
So she stayed with her husband. That was the end of the catfish.
Oh, a happy ending.
Happy ending. Very happy ending.
Oh. It's like Euphoria. The big chick's doing webcam stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
It's very smart. By the way,
who is paying her? Because I, you know,
that weirdo.
If I didn't know about this catfish episode, I wouldn't believe that anyone would pay that girl either.
They wouldn't. Just all she needed was that one guy.
So I wanted to get back to Trudy on The Bachelorette. Because
oh, yeah.
Trudy jumped in for the... fantasy suite.
Yeah.
And first of all, do you like Hannah? Do you find her to be a likable person?
Well, not really. You know, if I were a dude from a dude's point of view, I'd be like, that voice is super annoying.
She's also, I think she's a bitch, really.
Yeah, I heard you talking about her bitchy side. I haven't seen any of it because I just saw Monday night.
Well, you saw Luke.
Yes, I did see Luke. She did get very... angry.
I thought the ending was a little beyond bitchy when he says, look, you know, if you slept with these guys, you know, maybe we can work through it or something. And she's like, no, get the fuck out of here. Because he had said, look, you know, I'm really into the Bible and I haven't slept with anyone in 3 years. And, you know, the covenant between a man and a woman is so important to me that I just want to know that you're not banging a couple guys in the fantasy suite before I ask you to marry me.
I think that's the message, aside from all the Bible stuff, is he just wanted to be the only one in.
Yeah,
Galatians chapter 3.
And I don't know why he brought the Bible into it. I thought that was dumb.
Yeah, that's...
although I think he was, in his stupid way, he was probably sincere.
Oh, really?
Well, I think he is believes that he's... Well, I think he's a God squatter.
Yeah, for real.
When you go back to the Bible, it's full of wealth, and it's full of miracles, signs... and wonders. And it's full of goodness. And it's full of meanness. It's just full of hell on earth.
Oh
those
God.
Are the demons. Yeah. Not the people. I love the people.
There's not a great way to say what he was trying to say. But it was, you know, a lot like Frank Reynolds. You know, I don't want you banging a bunch of dudes right before I ask you to marry me.
Yeah, right. That was more succinct.
And it was kind of funny as he got to the part like, you know, if you did sleep with one of them or all of them... like, oh boy. And she was she felt that he was slut shaming her, but more than that, she was saying, I'm not strapped to anybody. I can do whatever I want. My husband isn't going to talk to me like that.
So, right.
Tomorrow night, I am proposing to that dirty whore.
Whore. So your husband wouldn't tell you he wouldn't want you sleeping with a couple guys before you ask him to marry him. Is that what you're saying?
Did you bang my wife? Huh? Did you bang my whore wife? Does anybody here have any illegitimate children with my whore wife that I should know about?
It's a pretty strange conversation to have.
It is.
So anyway, she's so offended by this that he would dare expect her not to, you know, be taking massive hoagie the day before he proposes to her. That she tells him to get the fuck out and he won't leave.
Yeah.
And then... he's actually at the limo door and he's like, oh, I just don't feel right leaving. We can work through this. And I really am in love with you. And she says, well, I think I know how to make you leave. I fucked him twice in the windmill.
I know.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. And nice. So that does get him in the limo.
Yeah.
He's really not too.
But then he comes back.
Did he cry?
Yeah. He's coming back next week, I guess.
Yeah.
And then she flipped the bird at the limo.
That's kind of funny.
Ooh, that'll show him.
That attitude is kind of funny for the Bachelor.
Yeah, for the show it was great.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right. Yeah.
But I guess I was kind of surprised that so many people were blaming him for the whole thing, that he was an asshole, that he was slut shaming her. And I don't think he was saying that you're a slut if you do that. I think he was just saying, look,
I don't want
you know,
any part of it.
If you're going to have a few dicks inside you before I propose, that's not cool with me.
There has to be some time between those and him.
Yeah.
He wants time between him.
Because he knows, oh, by the way, somewhere in that conversation she said, I've only slept with two men.
Yeah.
Like, wait, somebody so one of them was in the windmill on your second date with him on The Bachelor? And then there's one more before that?
Right, didn't she?
That seemed a little, I'm not sure I believe that.
I know, didn't
somebody
she?
Somebody got a dick?
I thought she'd slept with two guys, like, in two nights, the way yeah, that's produced. But
well,
I know
she did have two of the guys spent the night with her, the guy that banged her in the windmill
yeah.
and nice. Jed the musician. Nice. Who I think she does dig.
Great.
And then Tyler was shut out of the honeymoon suite.
Wait, didn't he talk himself out of it? Isn't he the one who was like, I'm going to make a move on you? And then he's like, no, I don't want to do it until... Which one of them was that? Anyway, I know is that...
The only
was...
one that didn't go to the fantasy suite was him, Tyler, and Luke. Right. And Tyler's getting props for, oh my God, he took it so well. That was so classy. I love him even more. And he's like, wait, I want to be the guy banging you, not the guy that's cool for not banging you. Fuck that. I just assume that Tyler's out. I think he's an asshole anyway.
Is he?
That's just not a way to say goodbye to someone either by saying, oh, I banged these two guys, you know.
Well, the same guy twice.
Oh, it's the new Bachelorette.
She should just say.
Make him a meal and a card and say, hey, I'm sorry about my thighs, but this is as good as it gets.
I'm predicting she's there for the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The whole scene on the massage table when she was getting the...
Oh, she's dry humping that guy?
Yeah. And all of a sudden he's rubbing. He's like, right up to her butt.
Yeah, it was Tyler.
That was Tyler.
Yeah, that was the guy that didn't get to the fantasy suite, but he got to dry hump her for a while. And then,
how about this? You know, when he does it, just say, ooh, baby, that's the best I ever had.
She is the dry hump queen. There's no... Wow. Brandon, have you watched enough to catch that?
I haven't watched much of it, but I have caught some of it in the very small portions I've seen. I've seen her riding a couple dudes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. She's
straddling them.
Nice. Yeah.
She has wrapped her legs around.
Why don't you get a flowery dress, put on a bunch of makeup, walk into your husband's room and say, I'm sorry, honey, this is what you get.
You know, she's the queen of vocal fry, too.
Yeah.
It's
and kind of a hard listen.
Southern accent vocal fry on top of it.
And she's Miss Alabama.
Ugh.
Let's just say they had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
Now, I know that she's Miss Alabama, but I really, to tell you the truth, I haven't really found her very attractive.
No, she's not. I don't have a moon face.
What's her name? I'm a seer.
Hannah B.
Hannah B.
I don't like anything about her.
Hannah B.
Hannah B.
In fact, if I didn't break up with her already, I'll break up with her again. This might be the third time I've dumped her.
Let's see.
And I think it's just Hannah B. because last season when she was on with all the other chicks, there was another Hannah.
She's got kind of mousy features.
Yeah, she does. Can we put her in that aging app?
She does. Yeah.
You guys seen the aging app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, not cool if you're the one in it, but.
She looks like, without full makeup and everything, that it would be, like you said, it would get really ugly.
Well,
really
we know too much about her personality or not. She's not that ugly. She's not ugly at all.
I think her personality is a total drag.
I don't find her that attractive.
And I kind of agree with, there's one guy on there. You know, she got down to four guys, and they do the hometown visits, which are so funny. Mm-hmm. And she can't eliminate anyone because she just hasn't, you know, she's just not there yet with numbers three and four to figure out which one to eliminate.
Did she say, let me try those dicks out again?
And Jed, who's the musician guy, you got the pilot, the boat guy, the musician, and Luke, the dumbass.
So the musician, is that the one she's leaning heaviest towards? Because he...
Well, no, she banged the pilot in the windmill.
That's right, yeah.
The musician, she did spend the night with him in the honeymoon suite. So that was probably wiener number two.
So because he can flatter her the most by making music, you know.
They produced a song, Trudy.
Cool.
They wrote and produced a song.
Neat. It was a number one hit tune.
In the lowest moment for anyone in the adult, in the entertainment industry ever, the guy that had to produce that, who was shown on The Bachelor but not named, thankfully.
Drew texted me and told me, I said, who's that guy's name? I want to look him up. And you said, part of the deal was no one's allowed to know his name. He's so embarrassed.
Oh, my God. It would have been horrifying. Because they were alternately making out and working on the song.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
And he's on the other side of the
glass.
That's
the way watching. McCartney and Jackson did it.
Well, it worked. I mean, they had
a
record.
Imagine?
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, couldn't help notice you guys frenching over here. I love it. You know, glad you guys are enjoying each other's mouths.
So that guy, there's a lot of loud kissing on that show, too.
So y'all start making out?
Loud kissing is so gross.
So the musician guy says that, you know what, something weird here. I can't understand how you could like me a lot and like that asshole a lot.
I know. She likes them all as though they're
She's in love with all of them.
She's in love with all of them.
Yeah, but the guy, the slut shame guy that got the bird flipped
right,
at him,
right, right.
He's done so many stupid things and he's lied so many times. I kind of agreed with the guy. Like, if you like that guy, I don't think I like you.
And her response was,
fat men, white men, old men, and young men, just long they got money and crack cocaine, I can have mine every day.
No, actually, her response was, fuck you. Nobody questions the Bachelorette.
Really?
Yeah. Because you don't. You cannot question the Bachelorette.
Who gives a fuck?
There's 30 dicks and one girl.
All right.
All right, she's got to go through them all. She has to.
Her answer was,
what's wrong? Is you gay or something?
And this guy is, Lucas has a strange charm, but he's a real major loser. I mean, he's so buff, but in the first show, he's like, I knew you couldn't believe this, but I'm already in love with you.
Oh,
he's known
God.
Her like 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
What a weird...
He's there for the right reasons, though.
The things
looks
you have
like
to
you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
He was doing that.
The things you have to accept to watch that show.
I think it's best thought of as a hate watch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only
you're
way
right, you're right. You helped me adjust to that.
So, let's see.
Just lay a ding-a-ling on a popsicle stick and put a couple rubber bands around it. And you can say, sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do,
Exactly.
Here's what you do. You go in your backyard, you lay face down and stick your ding-dong through your hammock. You call your wife out and you say, hey, I think there's something interesting under this hammock. ... I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Trudy came in today and mentioned Thomas Friedman's op-ed in the New York Times.
What a nerd. Who reads that?
I was blown away. I wasn't sure if she was trying to impress me or relate to me.
Hey. I read the op-eds every single day.
Well, there's
That's
always...
impressive. I'm glad you did.
They're thought-provoking, no doubt.
This one actually...
Hey, will we get the USA Today tomorrow?
...addressed a lot of problems.
The amazing thing was I had read it.
And
I had written his name down.
Whoa.
Because I thought it was really interesting. And I think somebody sent it to me also.
How impressed are you of me when you had written it down and I came in and talked about it?
I was kind of blown away that you brought it up.
Brandon, how much of a loser do you feel like me? Because we didn't read this.
No, I didn't.
I did not read the full New York Times, by the way. I only read the op-ed. And
you will
and
all
I don't...
get Pulitzer Prizes. Okay? You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes.
Is Thomas Friedman... Does he come from one side or the other? Because honestly, I don't know. I assume he's from the
Economist?
Left.
The Economist? Isn't that his main thing? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he's written a lot of books about the economy and politics and such, but...
I'm not sure. I really try. Like, the first 10 minutes of the news every morning is just painful for me. I just go, just cringe through it all. And today it was, Epstein. Well, actually, the Epstein Trump story was amusing to me, but it was being taken very seriously. Like, one of these men is the president. One of them is a child predator.
Right.
And here they are in 1992 guffawing as Trump points out a hot woman to Jeffrey Epstein. And then they went to the Trump tweet about AOC and, they voted to condemn his comments in the House. And the Democrats voted 235-0, and the Republicans voted in favor. The Republicans voted 187-4 against. So isn't that amazing that depending on which political party you were in, you found that comment worthy of condemnation or not at all?
And for anybody who didn't
surprise.
Read the tweet.
What a coincidence that is, that the people in the responding parties would feel exactly the opposite. I mean, it would actually come down to there's only four people that crossed party lines.
Wow.
For anybody who didn't read the tweet, this is what it was.
Hey, all you un-American bastards! If you don't like America, why don't you get out?
Pretty much.
In essence.
So, that was the 10 minutes this morning I cringed through, because it's so annoying. It's like, are we moving forward? Are we doing something? I mean, don't we have some infrastructure we could work on?
Yeah, which I think was Tom Friedman's point.
Yes.
That there, all these people are kind of trying to make all this radical change before anybody is decided as the nominee. And they should really concentrate on the things that make us, feel better, like, having jobs, right?
Yeah.
For kind of
having
real money.
Health insurance
and stuff like that, which then, then from there you can work on other stuff, right?
He's also, I think he's being critical of the Democratic debates, primaries, etc. People are just trying to somehow, the Democrats are going to end up eating their own before it's over. And also just making so many wild promises that by the time they get to Trump, they'll be very wounded. I think that's what he's suggesting. I'll just
wasn't that the suggestion, though, in 2016 with the Republicans and what disarray they were in? And
I think it's usually the case for the opposing party. You have to make a lot of promises.
Trump was the outsider, so he kind of...
Right.
It's funny, though. There's a lot more on this. Charlie LaDuff has an interview coming up for No BS News with... what was his name? Last name was Alberta. Is it Tom... What is it? Tim Alberta from went to Michigan State. He's the chief writer for Politico. Just wrote a big book that's getting a ton of press.
Yeah, it's doing really well.
American Carnage. And that was a question posed to him, is how much do the Democratic Party, what they're going through right now, kind of mirror what the Republicans were in 2015? He says there's a lot of eerie similarities, kind of what you're pointing at, eating their own and not being unified.
What he starts out the column by saying, I'm struck at how many people come up to me recently and said, Trump's going to get reelected, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
And in each case, by the way, Trump's is Rasmussen the poll Trump does so well in?
Yeah, that's likely voters from Republican.
He is at 50%. Mm-hmm. He's up 4% in how long? Not a very long time. Max, what are you doing?
Being weird.
He's done with the show.
Max has like a perfect dingleberry. Have you noticed?
It's gross.
Sort of like a teardrop shape.
It's nowhere near his butt, but it's just, it's solidified and it is.
It's bugging him now. He's trying to get it off.
Yeah, he left a little nice discoloration on the carpet there.
Poor Max.
Oh, God, what an animal.
Step on it barefoot.
It's tough being Max.
So Thomas Friedman's point with a dingleberry.
Trump's going to get reelected, isn't he? And in each case, when I drilled down to ask why, I bumped into the Democratic presidential debates in June. I think a lot of Americans were shocked by some of the things they heard there. I was. I was shocked that so many candidates in the party whose nominee I was planning to support want to get rid of the private health insurance covering 250 million Americans and have Medicare for all instead.
That's what we were talking about before, Trudy.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think we should strengthen Obamacare and eventually add a public option. I was shocked that so many were ready to decriminalize illegal entry into our country. I think people should have to ring the doorbell before they enter my house or my country.
That's a really good point.
Of course.
Solid point.
I know.
The majority of people feel that way?
Yeah.
I think so.
These parties just get hijacked by the people on the extreme.
I was shocked at all those hands raised in support of providing comprehensive health coverage to undocumented immigrants.
Yeah.
And I have to say, that's where I really went... Oh, my God, was I shocked, because I watched it and I was like, I expected them all to raise their hands because it was a question of the debate. How many believe in offering health care coverage to all undocumented immigrants?
Yep.
And I thought, I bet you they're all going to raise their hands. And they did. Really. It was almost like they were trying to beat each other. And I'm like, wait, comprehensive health care to undocumented immigrants, but we don't offer that to ourselves.
Regular people don't get comprehensive health insurance.
No.
So to that point, Kamala Harris was doing an interview and someone asked her about, the Medicare for all. And they're like, well, does that mean you lose your insurance if you're on, your employer's insurance? And boy, did she look stumped. She just spun out of it. And then Biden's plan is... for a Democratic plan, very moderate and very reasonable, where he's like, we just want to build on Obamacare, which the way you say that tends to be a little more understanding for people. In other words, you'll keep what you have, but the people that are uninsured would be more insured.
He's been mentioning Obama much more lately. Well, I don't blame him.
That's what wins for him, though, man.
So, yeah, I was shocked at all the hands raised in support of providing comprehensive... Mags? Easy.
Max doesn't like Italians either.
In support of providing comprehensive health coverage to undocumented immigrants. I think promises we made to our fellow Americans should take priority, like to veterans in need of better health care.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, for sure. Well, God.
They hate Joey Marasso.
And I was shocked by how feeble frontrunner Joe Biden's response to the attack from Kamala Harris and to those more extreme ideas promoted by those to the left. So I wasn't surprised to hear so many people expressing fear that the racist, divisive, climate change denying, woman abusing jerk who was our president was going to get reelected and was even seeing his poll numbers rise. Here, Democrats, this is not complicated. Just nominate a decent, sane person, one committed to reunifying the country and creating more good jobs. A person who gained the support of the independents, moderate Republicans, and suburban women who abandoned Donald Trump in the midterms and thus swung the House of Representatives to Democrats and could do the same for the presidency. And that candidate can win. But please, spare me the revolution. It can wait. Win the presidency, hold the House, narrow the spread in the Senate, and a lot of good things can still be accomplished. No, you say the left wants a revolution now. Okay, I'll give the left a revolution now. 4 more years of Donald Trump. Yeah. So
today we are going to start a revolution.
I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought he made some interesting points.
I did too.
And so. I, you know, it's funny because I asked the same question myself. Is Trump going to win again? Because I don't know. I don't think so, but then again, I do kind of think so.
Well, I think all those people taking the bait on that go back to where you came from thing.
Oh, yeah.
That in itself, he's enraging the base who believe that, you know, hey, just go back to where you came from, and then you are pouring kerosene on that.
Yeah, well,
keeping that alive.
As this story continues, which this story's been going for days now, it's become... I love our country, and you don't. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but don't you understand being baited?
That's not, yeah.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
It's funny. No,
why do you take the bait?
Everything is bait. Everything is bait. But I really think that...
That argument, though, is silly, because he's got a lot of problems with the way things are in his country, in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Well, no, but it creates a wedge issue where he's saying, I love our country, and it's a great place to be, and these people hate our country.
Yeah.
So I think, is he crazy or crazy like a fox? I go back and forth sometimes.
Well, I mean.
Because he does. I mean, he's picked some really good wedge issues, and it's amazing how these wedge issues will win elections. Willie fucking Horton.
Willie.
Yep. Well, Willie Horton and the tank.
And the tank
helmet.
And the fact that he was, 5'5". I was watching when Ross Perot died. I was just watching a bunch of SNL political sketches. And that debate sketch between Bush and Dukakis, when John Lovitz walks up to the podium. And I love it because it's so slow and it takes forever and you get the joke, but it makes it, to me, more funny because it just takes so long of him just rising up. You press the button, you just hear him go. So you see Lovitz at the top of Lovitz's head, and he just gets taller and taller.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Such a great sketch.
Yeah, I mean, come on. People just want good jobs? I mean, a really good job.
Well, that's why sort of you would think Trump would just like sail, shut up and sail through. But
I do think healthcare is an issue, though.
Healthcare.
It is
well,
big issue.
A good job that comes with benefits like healthcare, like, you know, we used to have.
Well, I mean, everybody, even if you have good healthcare, though, the deductibles are through the fucking roof. And there's been a lot of those stories.
I don't know.
People are sitting with their kid outside the hospital going, do I take him to the ER or not?
I have to tell you, when I think about when I started working and I had full health care, didn't pay a dime for it, and I had a pension and I had a 401k.
And it was just the way things were.
Yeah, it was just everybody had it. Everybody had it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, we're going to make you pay $20 a month for your health care.
And then it's
40 bucks a month for health care. And then it's $100 a month for health care. And then things blow up at beautiful 105.1, the worst radio station possibly ever. And all of a sudden, I'm out there buying my own health care. And it's $1,500 a month now for
and it doesn't
shit
cover anything.
Coverage. Yeah, it's like, I mean, I got a prescription a while ago, and it's like, that'll be $400. I'm like, $400? And I realize, oh, it's early in the year. I'm eating up my deductible.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can swing it. It bothers me. It pisses me off. But I'm thinking, what about... You were swinging it, too. You just didn't say it.
What can you do? Medicine's not a science.
No, I mean, if you're stuck in that zone between... You know, a lot of people are between 50 and 65, and for whatever reason, they're between jobs, or they're retired early, or they're out of a job they liked, and they're doing something else, or, you know, there's a myriad of circumstances. Yeah. Holy fuck, paying for insurance. Because when you're 25, it's like, I don't need insurance.
Sure, yeah.
And you can take that risk pretty safe, fairly safe.
Wait till you have a little kid.
Yeah,
that's 10 o'clock at night, and they have 105-degree fever, and you're going... Well, this is going to be expensive.
Yeah, how far into my deductible am I?
And I still have 13 more months to pay it off.
Oh, holy shit. I went to the doctor yesterday,
How much did the last visit cost?
Hang on, I'll look it up.
ready?
Because I don't remember. I confused that with The Birth because I'm still paying that off too.
Oh my God.
Which was The Birth?
I'll look that up.
I mean, that stuff was all free back in the day. It was all free.
Not only that, but because it was, sorry, Julie, but an emergency C-section. So you have to pay the doctor separate from the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Well, so the doctor's paid off.
That's fucked up.
Okay.
It really is.
Atrocious.
I didn't even get to the part where, okay, I took it through the health insurance. I didn't get to the part where, you know, wow, I'm a really lucky person because I work in radio and I have a pension. And then all of a sudden it starts happening. Certain people are no more pensions. We're freezing them. All done with that.
Right.
And meanwhile, you know, virtually every public official is getting a whopping pension and Cadillac health care and, you know, government. But our pension got frozen in 2007, I believe it was.
Yep.
And then it was never unfrozen because nobody else is paying pensions. I mean, pretty much government jobs.
Yep.
Which we all pay out the ass for. And, oh, my God, Illinois is broke. Why? Oh, because they're paying pensions to all these people and all these benefits. And they got great health care. And oh, great. So all these people that the taxpayers pay for, they get these great benefits and complain, by the way, that they don't make money because they're not in the private industry. But those benefits mean a lot.
Yeah, and they get them forever.
Yeah, they get them forever.
Yeah.
Annie's ER visit and hospital stay, $3,100.
What?
Actually, $3,185.
Annie? One night, right?
Two nights she was there.
Two nights?
Plus an ER visit.
Oh, I would have thought more than that.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's the outstanding balance.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Whatever. It is what it is.
Oh, boy. Yeah, see, in our house, we normally reach our deductible by the second or third week of the year.
What?
Wow.
Well.
Oh, thanks for jacking my bill up.
Yeah. We have treatments that cost $52,000 a year.
Annie's visit was $6,600.
$6,600, Jesus.
Yeah. You know what's funny too? I've noticed there's a price on them. I just told you $6,600. Not to mention the birth. I've noticed that. Wow, there's a lot of urgent cares popping up.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's
there's two
big
being
new
built
biz.
Within like 2 miles of me. And it's that's great. That one of that's going to be 24 hours, so you don't have to go. I mean, the ER doesn't want to deal with that shit.
Well, any brick and mortar that's out of business, that building is going to be
urgent care.
It might
as well be.
Yeah, for sure. I went to the doctor the other day for the first time. So, for the first time with this particular physician on company healthcare.
And I said to Joe, I said, hey, where's your mom? Oh, she said the doctor's like, is she okay? I don't know. It's like, okay, that's fine.
But I've had, you know, like this kind of shoulder thing that was my shoulder.
Yeah.
And
you were manhandled very roughly.
By the way,
there's no such thing as a shoulder anymore. I haven't heard the word pronounced shoulder in any circle I'm in years.
Because of Michael Jackson?
Manhandled me very roughly. My shoulder is dislocated, literally.
Yeah, and as a result, when I went in to, you know, I was like, that's one of my things, what I need help with. And she goes, well, you can get the exam, you know, that comes with the EKG and all those things, or you can get that. But you can't get the same on the one visit because they have to, one they charge you for and one they won't charge you for. So which visit do you want? Do you want to get like the...
That's an easy one.
The baseline health... I know it is, but it's like...
Well, you know... How about when you get...
And then Trudy, you answered him by saying...
I'm just, you know, doing a little rehab on the shoulder, you know, trying to get my fuck on, you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I got...
She looked at me funny.
I've had this happen a couple times where you need meds for something, like a virus, and it's like, well, okay, I'm going to give you this one. And I remember because Greg Roche used to go, get Cipro. You know, Cipro will knock anything out.
Yeah, right.
And it's like... Well, no, you can't have Cipro. We're going to give you this. And then you go through the cycle. It didn't work. Okay, well, you got to take this one. And then I can give you Cipro, maybe, if this one doesn't work. It's like, okay. So we got to dick around using meds that may or may not work when we know there's one that will work. And now Cipro is expensive. So, but it's still frustrating. And so with the pension thing, and I distinctly remember when, I'm not sure which phone company it was. It may have been AT&T. It may have been Sprint. But one dropped their pension plan, not because they couldn't afford it, but because their competitor did. And so how are they going to compete with a company that's not paying pensions? And didn't most people do that? Because was it really that hard to pay any kind of retirement to people? I mean, is that why the stock market's rising up? Is that why companies are making so much money? Because they don't have to pay pensions anymore?
Yeah.
That we share the cost of health care with them? I mean, sure, it's easy.
Seems like it's easy to be a company.
How about
these days.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to the health care and knowing what knowing what my bill is. And then the story popped up in the paper the other day about the CEO of Beaumont Health. Did you see that story? His compensation increased 82%.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, their profits last year are $142 million, which I always thought Beaumont was not for profit. I thought it was a teaching hospital. And I love Beaumont. I really do. The people there are really good. But you see that and you know what your bills are. It's like, really? Really? It's that expensive, too?
Well, that's a good segue to our dear friend from the Disney family.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Who was also a topic on ML Soul of Detroit.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, ours will get out first, so he's copying us.
You're right, it will. Abigail Disney.
We don't have to spend an hour on it.
Who is the... What are you implying that we did?
No. I just meant...
Are you still mad that we started? Are we so late?
No, it wasn't a big deal. It's inconvenient.
Hey, Alice Cooper was
something
on.
I want to get used to.
Yeah, it's really Alice Cooper's fault for being so early.
Oh.
Abigail Disney, the granddaughter of Walt, decided to go undercover, which immediately I'm annoyed that she's...
I know.
No one knows who you are.
What are you doing?
You're not undercover. No one knows who you are or what you look like.
Plus, if you have a problem, you're Abigail Disney. So you could walk in the door to the CEO and say... You know what? I'm Abigail Disney, and there's something I'm concerned about.
Well, it's funny.
You have to go undercover.
It's funny you say that. So she goes undercover, and she's just horrified at the worker conditions. She didn't really say what the worker, or I didn't see what
she said. They were eating out of dumpsters. Didn't she say that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that her? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how I can maintain a face of joy and warmth when I have to go home and forage for food in other people's garbage. She said that an employee sent her that message when she was undercover.
She's undercover. Does anyone really know what Abigail Disney looks like?
That was my point. No. So, but she claims.
An employee sent her, the undercover Abigail Disney, a message saying that
she has to dump
her.
How
did she know she was Abigail Disney? She was undercover, I thought.
Why is she telling somebody that she doesn't really know that she eats out of dumpsters? What kind of.
It's weird.
If you're eating out of dumpsters.
It's a likely story.
Maybe you should change jobs to something that pays better.
Well, yeah.
Or get a skill set.
Actually, you know what?
You're out of here, trash.
They're not paying minimum wage? What are they paying there? I mean, what's the job?
Well, that's interesting. So, first off, that was the message she got, that letter to go undercover. Someone sent Abigail Disney that message.
Oh, Christ.
And she went undercover. Now, she just found that, I guess, you know, they're mistreated or they're just underpaid. I don't know. I don't know what her findings revealed, but I think this is what really pissed her off. She sent an email to Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney.
Yes.
And she got no response.
Fuck you. You're Walt's granddaughter. Who cares?
He never replied to her or anything. Ooh. He probably just hit delete or it's in the spam folder.
Well, I almost respect him more for not replying to her because she's Walt Disney's granddaughter.
Except, though, it's a little short-sighted because she's got the last name Disney. So if anybody wants to hear her story, they're going to listen. And that's why she just unloaded on Iger for making $66 million last year. Wow. But you know what? His responsibilities to the shareholders, of which she is one.
Is the Disney company making money?
Yeah.
Are they making gobs of money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the marketplace and the board will determine his value.
No, CEOs tend to be paid a lot more than I think what they should be.
Well, the market decides.
I know, but there's certain rules that changed in the 90s that allowed them to defer or get stock to make up for it. It's way over my pay grade.
But. Go back to the 90s!
Well,
but they responded that, look, the starting hourly wage is $15 at Disneyland, which is higher than what, you know, the state...
What kind of job are we talking about?
The menial jobs.
Doing what?
I guess serving food at the stands.
Supposed to pay them $50 an hour to serve food?
I don't know, but they also point out that they've committed all this money to, you know, scholarships and college, high school, vocational degrees.
Did Walt Disney pay people three times the minimum wage?
Well, now you hit real point, because I looked up her net worth, Abigail Disney.
Oh, well, she's worked very hard.
$500 million. And do you think that was made upon the backs of minimum wage people? Yep. And probably some,
except that
probably some cheap labor overseas making a bunch of Disney products.
How much work did she put into building Disney?
Very little as far as I can tell. She's a philanthropist. That's her job.
Oh, her job is to give away money.
Yeah,
Walt she was, give away she, Walt's she's money. She's a filmmaker. She makes a lot of films.
When was her first film, Brandon? How old was she? Because I believe she was well into her 40s.
Is she on that sex chat?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
She can make.
She's a movie maker.
She can make any movie she wants because she has Walt Disney money.
Last name.
Yeah, she doesn't have to raise money to make a film. She can just write a check.
So then you dig a little deeper and you find out, like, oh, this is her cause because she was on Capitol Hill in May talking about CEO pay. But now she's really biting the hand that has fed her all this time.
Well, then that's kind of, I don't know, isn't that kind of...
How about step one?
Why doesn't she renounce her wealth? If she's so sincere about this, why doesn't she give her money away?
To me, that's step two. Step one
is... She didn't earn it.
How about you sell all the Disney shares that you own? Because she admitted that, yeah, she owns some Disney shares.
Oh.
If you're that appalled at it, sell your shares.
Yeah, well, no, why doesn't she just renounce the profit since she feels it's made on the backs of the... Just take the profit out and distribute that to the... People making $15 an hour.
That is not the person I want to hear from when they talk about that stuff.
Oh, God.
I'd rather hear from Howard Schultz.
You know,
is he thinking about running for president again yet?
I thought he was.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about
it. He still is.
Hurt his back, you know, and that was his out.
You know what's interesting?
Hurt his back.
Yeah.
You know, got everybody raise their hand for comprehensive health care for all undocumented immigrants.
Yes.
You know, and raise them fast.
You know who the real Democratic winners were with that question? The people that were in the other debate that weren't asked that question.
Probably.
Agree. Because when I see that, all I think of is every single other person in the entire world, if they have any issue, just get to the United States and you can get it fixed.
Yeah, free health care.
Free health care for 7 billion people.
Just walk in the country.
What do other countries do? What does Canada do if you're there illegally? I mean, I don't know. I
don't know. There's so many things that happen here that I can't fathom happening somewhere else. Well, I can't imagine walking into Iraq or Iran and saying, hey, these conditions fucking suck.
That's why this country's so great. You can do that.
But can you go to, say, the UK if you go there and you're vacationing or you're, you know, like a summering there or something like
that. I'll tell you this
and
much.
You go to a hospital, do you pay? You pay what they all pay,
I
right?
have some experience in this, Trudy, because when in Spain, I had to go to the hospital twice.
Yeah?
And I never got a bill, so.
He's got AIDS.
So, I did. I got AIDS in Spain. It's the name of my new movie, AIDS in Spain.
I have no idea.
It's
what
a good movie.
It's fall on the plains.
For all I know, all these countries have comprehensive health care for all undocumented immigrants. I'm not sure they... by the way, how many undocumented immigrants are there in all these other countries? Do they just let people float in and...
Well, you have all those people that left here after the election and went to Canada. So that's like 3 million people.
I know. Pam Anderson. She's in France.
Not anymore. She had to come back to the U.S. Right. so she can make her cameo.
Of course she did.
I seriously have no idea what healthcare undocumented immigrants get. How many undocumented immigrants are there in the average country? Is this...
That's a great
question.
Are
people pouring into every country?
Well, in Europe,
there's
a lot of refugees. There are a lot of refugees in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, what is it, 12 million here out of 320?
Well,
what's
remember
that percentage?
When we went to Germany, there were all those, you know, like wastoids near the Brandenburg Bridge.
Yes.
Who seemed to be undocumented.
Did you tell them to go back to where you came from? You can get out of Germany.
They were Bulgarians.
Oh,
you know, the problem is I just Googled it, and they keep trying to tell me what immigrants get, not undocumented immigrants.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Illegal. I was just curious.
Germany classifies as an illegal migrant. Foreigners who enter Germany without a valid passport, residence permit, or visa. They are not otherwise exempt from those requirements. Breaking the conditions, such as staying longer than allowed, can result in a person becoming an illegal immigrant.
What does Germany do to them?
In Germany, doctors, hospitals, social workers, teachers, other employees at public institutions often called upon to help illegal immigrants are among those who can be subject to legal action.
That guy's not happy.
Are subject to legal action if they fail to report illegal immigrants to authorities.
Oh. Well,
ooh,
sounds...
the Germans!
Wait, the Germans want their people to report other people?
Yes, yes. Of course they do.
You can be arrested if you don't.
That is a time-worn old
German
habit.
Yeah, when you have to wear a marking on your clothes.
Because public health care is covered by insurance providers, facilities that provide care to illegal immigrants without health insurance often have to pay for the treatment themselves.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
So it's not an easy thing, but it's easy to raise your hand.
Ah, the French.
Wrong country, Orson.
So.
Damn foreigner.
All the ways,
American? I don't want to know him.
All the ways Gen X is financially wrecked. Boy, Gen X, you guys are so quiet.
We don't
never
care.
We don't complain too much.
Well, I mean, we're stupid.
Yeah, we're so fucking cool.
We have
man.
No money. We just, nobody cares.
We're fucking awesome and shit, man.
No.
Go back to the 90s! Tigers!
We just know everything sucks. So.
Yeah. Well, millennials garner much of the negative press around financial issues. They live with their parents because they can't get jobs.
They bitch about it.
They spend all their money on avocado toast. Gen Xers may be the ones who are really in trouble. Gen Xers now have the highest average debt burden of any generation. They increased their average debt burdens by about 10% or $11,898 between 2016 and 2019 thanks to steady dollar increases across all debt categories.
Yeah, pretty
What's
much.
More,
That's
they may
cool,
be,
whatever, though.
Mm-hmm.
They may be less likely than others to do something about that. Just 16% of Gen Xers say they included financial planning in their 2019 goals.
wait.
Talking to Luke Wacky.
Wait. We have goals?
We're supposed to.
Oh.
That's compared with 27% of millennials who say they included financial planning in their 2019 goals. So millennials are planning 27% versus only 16% of you guys, and you're older.
Yeah. So remember, Mark.
What?
But just remember, pride comes before the fall.
Well, we don't care. We started in the fall.
When asked what 2019 resolution they were most likely to make and to keep, just 38% mentioned managing money better and saving more. 50% of millennials said that. That reminds me, did anybody read the Free Press today?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
The story about the 23-year-old girl who eliminated her debt. All debt.
No.
Oh, how'd she do that?
It was an annoying story in a way, but
How much debt did the 23-year-old have?
She had college loans of $16,000, and she had a car loan of $4,000. But in 1 year, she eliminated her debt. She paid off her $20,000, and she bought a house by putting 5% down.
Good for her. That's a good job.
And she said the way she did it was she stopped using credit cards.
Really?
She
she sounds...
Brandon, this is what I was queuing up.
Is he hot?
That was really the real question.
Is he hot?
I could find out.
That's is this in the free
took,
press?
She took out cash to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
I didn't read it, but I've heard that that is the thing you should do because you lose track of how much you're spending when you put it on credit cards.
It's so easy to put it on a credit card when you're actually putting cash down. And she had a budgeted a certain amount for groceries, entertainment, you know, this, that. And if she overspent one category, she would take it from another category. I mean, it was a very logical, simple plan.
Disciplined.
But I respect her for doing it. And she said...
But you can be disciplined with a credit card.
Well, but how... Well, do people do
Brandon,
that?
Brandon and I were just talking about this the other day because Brandon, you don't have a credit card.
No, I've never.
Brandon's
you're
pretty
very
responsible.
Disciplined. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase it. I do have a credit card, but I've never used it before.
You've never used it ever?
It's just in my wallet for emergencies.
Wow.
I've never used a credit card ever.
I'm thunderstruck. Well,
Brandon's very fiscally responsible.
I have debit cards, I'll use my checking account.
Have you paid off your college loans yet?
I'm down to $5,000.
Ooh.
I'm close.
What was the original debt?
On a credit card.
I want to say $32,000.
$32,000? How much interest do you think you paid?
After the first 13 years. No, I'm sorry. After the first 10 years, I had paid... After the first 10 years, I had spent $13,000, and I still owed $1,000 more than I originally took out.
What?
Yes. So after 10 years and paying $13,000, I still owed $33,000. But
it doesn't seem quite fair.
Because I just paid interest and interest. And plus, I did stop paying for a little bit because I was not making any money. I was so poor, I couldn't afford my student loan. So what I was doing, I couldn't consolidate. They would not let me consolidate. So I would send them $100 even though I owed maybe $450, $600. And I'd be like, there, I'm giving them something. Well, what they were doing is they were just eating that $100, penalizing me $200.
Oh my God!
And then adding it onto the back, so that I kind of got my ass kicked for a little bit. But once I hit a certain point where I stopped paying the interest, it started zooming down.
How much? What was your percentage, though?
Well, we've talked about it. We have I have seven different loans, and they vary in percent. Like one of them's 9%, one of them's 4%, one of them's 6%.
So paying by credit card if you don't have a high APR actually makes sense to a degree, doesn't it? paying the like interest? Interest? Because you can get, you know, as low as 7% or something like that if you've got a credit card.
You might make out on that loan.
Or 10 even.
But
10% to 25% and then to 40%.
The part that seems so obvious to me is, okay, I remember everybody should be able to borrow money to go to college. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, everybody, it's like everyone having a voice. Everyone shouldn't go to college. Some people would rather go to trade school, or they have other ideas, or they're finding themselves. Everybody doesn't need $60,000 in debt when they're 22 years old, because everybody doesn't necessarily, I mean, how responsible are you? When you're making the decision to borrow all that money, do you know what the fuck you're doing when you're 18? No. Very few. So, I mean, the whole, but then on top of that, to charge people that kind of interest rate, 6.9%, 9%, 8%, 5%, fuck.
Troy,
that's
really
a mortgage.
I really feel like you buried the lead on this girl, by the way.
What?
She's an influencer now.
Oh.
What's her name?
She's got an Instagram page, debt-free at 23. Not many followers, though, only 600.
I don't think I missed the lead. I think I avoided the lead.
It's a bunch of memes about her and her money and paying and, yeah.
Is this her?
And no.
What the?
Spell out the word 23.
I agreed with her when she's talking about how being debt-free,
probably a huge relief.
Yeah, she said she feels like it's like freedom. It's a whole different kind of freedom.
ML is debt-free. Did you know that?
Charlie is debt-free also.
Yeah.
And I am debt-free.
You are?
I am debt-free.
Wait, you don't have a mortgage or anything?
No.
Car loan?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Lucky.
But
bastard.
But it's freedom.
Do you want to take Annie to the ER next
time? Well, look at this piece of shit house I live in.
No, I understand that. I never understand buying a house that's too big for you. I think that's a big mistake.
Well, that's what most people, so many people I know want the biggest house they can get because they want to have the biggest house.
Don't need it, though.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting that when ML told me he doesn't like having any debt, and Charlie said the same thing, I was like, wow, that's really strange. I don't know hardly anyone who thinks that way.
ML explained it to me like this. He goes, I always wanted to be able to say, fuck off, and just leave my job or whatever he was doing.
But you can't do that.
Because he wanted his standard, and he
once
had two
you
kids.
Get your debt's taken care of, it gives you the ability. It gives you, it's a fuck you position.
Yes, that's exactly, and that's how he wanted it. He wanted to be able to, you know, do what he saw as the right thing and do the right thing.
Well, I just think it's more, it really is about freedom. It's not being a slave to your debts and, you know, your whims and your desire to have more than everybody else.
I thought it was always a good time to get fucking rich.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, did you guys talk about the disgusto pooper in the pool?
No, we
really haven't. We've been very, I think we've been remiss on that.
Well, we started with the missing penis, and I thought maybe we could end with the pooper in the pool.
I meant to drop it in there when we were talking about it, and I just got off track. But, yeah, this guy's in Macomb County, right?
Yeah.
It's a serial
Woods
pooper.
Pool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just keeps...
this guy takes a dump, and he goes from municipal pool to municipal pool to municipal pool. It's not one pool.
Is it
funny? I thought it was one pool.
I thought it was the one pool in that
Buckingham
specific
Woods
community. Yeah.
How hard?
No
is
more
it?
Pools for you.
How hard is it to keep up with someone not taking a dump in one pool?
Well, didn't they claim that they were going to look at surveillance cameras?
Yeah, they did.
And or logs of people logs.
Oh my God! Can you imagine if you're the first person in the pool before that? Is discovered.
Did they have to run through all the potential diseases you can get from fecal matter?
Yeah.
Julie took the kids to a pool with her friend, and they had to evacuate the pool because someone took a dump in it.
Oh, boy.
Was a little kid.
And, of course, the kids immediately were interested in what happened and watched them drain the pool.
That's exciting.
I don't blame them. I would have done the same thing.
And you do have to drain that pool. And if it's one of those you know, neighborhood pools. Like, it's relatively large, right?
Wouldn't you, what if you just shock the pool with a bunch of chlorine and get a skimmer?
Yeah, that's all you need to do. You don't need to drain it. Drum with you.
Just a quick call for a skimmer and a bunch of chlorine. You really have to drain the whole pool.
It's not very environmentally friendly.
It's wasting resources, too. You're supposed to care about this planet.
Shuck the shit out of that pool.
Why are you a pool pooper? Why?
At the present time, we're reviewing attendance logs and recorded video. Rest assured that we are following published guidelines to restore the pool to a safe and sanitary condition.
What's in your head that makes you want to do that, though? That's a...
Maybe the water just hits his butthole and he hasn't have control.
No, I think it's a comedian. Somebody having fun. They're getting off on every story they read about it.
What did they do before they were hitting the pool, though? Before pool season, where were they doing it?
In their tub. The association has hired a pool attendant to remain on site until the end of the summer.
On pooper watch.
What a brilliant solution.
It's probably some, 15-year-old kid. Yeah, who mister, don't poop in my pool, please.
No, who will be staring at some hot chick in the sun when the guy unloads.
Yeah. Or on the phone.
Hey.
Or on the phone, exactly.
Hey, don't profile. How do you know it's a guy?
Yeah.
It could be a chick. Just profiling.
Yeah. I'm confident it is a chick.
That's probably a dude.
Before we wind up today.
It's breaking news right now, by the way.
What?
The criminal case against Kevin Spacey's been dropped.
Oh, with the kid that he came in his underwear?
Yep. Due to the unavailability of a complaining witness, they've dropped the case.
What?
It's crazy. So he didn't want to answer why that spot was on his pants.
Well, he couldn't produce his phone for some reason.
What's going to be annoying about this is he's going to declare victory and be super happy.
Spacey, yeah, he will.
And hope that everybody forgets about everything in England.
He's got a long way to go. I don't know.
Well, now that creepy message that he put together on his, Instagram has come true. Yeah.
So stupid.
But he's got all those other
weird southern accent. Ugh.
It's Frank Underwood character.
Yeah.
Today's
should we call this
Randy Fowler?
No, I don't want to go down that road.
I don't think we need to go that way. Today's the Chappaquiddick anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
50 years. There's so many 50 years things. The moon.
Yeah.
Woodstock is coming up.
That's true. Is it? Or
no, I mean the anniversary. 50-year anniversary of Woodstock. Yeah. The Mets winning the World Series, which was a miracle at the time.
69.
Like, what else happened in 69?
Oh, God.
No assassinations.
We landed on the moon.
Were we in Vietnam then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were still in Vietnam. Yeah, there were a lot of protests. And
Which ones did you name already?
Chappaquiddick, the moon, Woodstock.
There's a whole list.
It was a busy summer. What else is on the list?
Well, of course, they do it in chronological order.
Abbey Road.
James Earl Ray pled guilty. Huh. I'm just scrolling through. AIDS, the first confirmed case of AIDS.
Really?
What, that flight attendant?
A teenager known as Robert R. died in St. Louis. It's not the flight attendant.
Hooray for AIDS!
Well, the flight attendant was patient zero, so he probably gave it to that dude.
In 69?
Zodiac.
Zodiac killer, that's right.
Stonewall. Did you mention Stonewall?
Yeah, Stonewall. No. Yeah, they've been doing a lot of retrospective about that.
More Vietnam. Manson, boring. You mentioned Manson, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't mention
Manson? No, but that
Manson.
Was in August.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sharon Tate.
There's a big hurricane. Hurricane Camille.
Don't even remember it.
Like I said, I'm just flying through it.
Yeah.
H.R. Puffin stuff started.
Oh, I loved that show.
The Brady Bunch premiered.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Chicago 8 trial began.
Something rough.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Walmart started.
Get the Mets. You can't get enough.
Miracle Mets. That's a Mets. Big one. That's
that was
a
huge.
Real
Cubs
one.
Blew a 9.5 game lead. Broke my
heart.
Oh,
that you cried.
I think I cried.
Yeah.
So it's the anniversary, the 50th anniversary.
You're crying. Cheers for crying.
Oh, that was painful. Oh, that sucked. They were so sure they were going to the World Series that year.
Yeah.
And they were good. Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, Billy Williams, Kessinger, Beckert, Hundley. Fergie Jenkins, Ken Holtzman, Bill Hands.
Altamont.
Oh, Altamont. That's right.
December.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking, I knew there's another rock and roll thing or two. The biggest shows after Woodstock were, I think, in 70, 71, 72, like Watkins Glen had like 600,000 people for Allman Brothers and a couple other bands. All right. Well, I think we're ready to get out of here, Brandon. And, of course, tomorrow, the Friday show, and then the best of on Saturday, brought to you by Scott Cunneth. And Scott would like to remind you, if you need help in finding a house or listing a house or valuing your house, trying to figure out what you want to sell it for, Scott would love to help you. Or, of course, you can refer Scott to someone else. 248-797-7746. You can call Scott anytime or you can text him. He's very happy to text with you, and he will text in drops if you want. 248-797-7746 or S. Cunneth at CBWM. He's the rising star of Coldwell Banker. We're Manuel. He promises to call you back in a timely manner. Keep informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. Scott Cunneth, our best of Drew and Mike weekend sponsor. And can we get somebody as big as Alice Cooper tomorrow?
Well, we were supposed to get Kevin Coronan, but he was at the same time. So
yeah, he was on a
Alice wins
tricky schedule. Yeah, he did win. I would love to talk to Kevin Coronan. Yeah, it's too bad it didn't pan out.
Well,
And maybe. Frampton's not going to happen, I guess.
Frampton hasn't given a lot of interviews.
I know. He did. He gave a bunch of them when he first got found out he was on his last tour, and I think he did the big, big, big ones. So,
but
yeah.
They're still trying, so that's cool.
Well, that's appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll catch you with the Friday show tomorrow. Have a great great evening and day, whatever.
See you.
Guess what? Goodbye!